Welcome to WrestleCast, episode 33, I think Katie told me. Anyway, each and every week we bring together the top minds that I can find literally right before, and we have a roundtable discussion about what is happening in the wrestling industry this week. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, there are three different ways. You can follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email with his great reading skills, you can email us at dsjnp.com@gmail.com. We don't ask for much. I don't ask for a dollar. I don't ask for $2. I don't ask for $5. I don't want you to buy me anything. But I do, please, please rate us on iTunes and share us wherever you listen. And I do know there are listeners on Stitcher, and I do greatly appreciate you guys. There are not many, but there are listeners. So if you can please... The few of you that listen to us on Stitcher, either send me an email, let me know what the listening experience on Stitcher is, or just give us a rating on Stitcher, let us know what you think. Please, I would greatly appreciate it. I've been on Stitcher from day one, so I'd appreciate it how much we changed. Now let's get to the panel. There is a problem this week. As you're about to hear everybody tear into me, and Heavy's going to restart the show here in a minute. We did a fantastic show this week, episode 33, I think it is again. I'm going to find out when I upload, but I'm sorry I'm going through this very rushed, but I have to leave town for something I have to go do that's not very fun. But so we recorded the entire show, and then when I was editing, which I normally do right after the show, I know while I'm talking, everybody's still on Skype. We have a conversation after the show. It's like post-show conversation. And while I'm editing and I'm doing it, I'm cutting up sound bits that I want to add into the beginning, and I'm adding the music and stuff at the end and the beginning of the show. I accidentally deleted the entire show. Well, I didn't even delete because I didn't save it. So, and then I exited the file, the program, before I could save it, and like an idiot. So I apologize. So what you're going to hear at the beginning of the show is they're going to try to redo the beginning of the show again without me because I had to go to bed. I was so upset with myself, and I had to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, that it happened. So yeah, that happened. And, DRG and I didn't get the TNA talk in. We are going to get it in. I just don't know what day. I think it's going to be Saturday. We're going to do that TNA talk. So, well, with all that being said, you're about to hear all the guys and gals, pretty much destroy me. In the middle of it, it picks up with Dan. I'll jump in there and say this is where the regular show picks up, and this is where the beginning show ends. But I hope you enjoy. I want to listen along with you guys. And I was thinking about I may do a commentary show with this. So you may find this episode later that I may do a commentary underneath what how much shit they're talking about me. Anyway, hope you guys have a great week. Sorry.
Flip John Cena, kill their heroes, build some new ones. It's time to crush these children's dreams, damn it.
And welcome to DSJNP WrestleCast, or as you may know it, the QWRZ100 WrestleCast, because we can't get shit right here. Not only does Devil Vamp fuck up the name of the AllWrestling.com Week in Review, but he also fucks up on saving his own podcast. And that is half of the reason why that this show is not only available at DSJNP.com on iTunes and Stitcher and something. If you listen to Stitcher, send Devil Vamp an email, but he deleted that part of the show. But you can also find this show on Kayfabe Sports Radio because I have fucking software to record with me this evening, which actually, we've got to explain this. We recorded the show. Halfway through the show, I got on my recording software because there's a little soundbite thing that I can play, so I'm going to start this off right now with a message to Kata motherfucking Klismic.
$9.99.
Oh yeah, we're going there. But I started that up during our recording, and luckily I recorded everything after that point. Well, Devil Vamp, after we got done recording, deleted his whole recording. So we're going to at least re-record two parts of the show, Keep Toss and Improve, as well as maybe part of what everybody's watching. But on this part of the show, and actually everybody pretty much is on the same except for Devil Vamp and Dan the Cannon, which we'll hear in the second part, we have Katie, the First Lady.
Hello, again.
Well, they didn't hear the first part, but we did. And we're going to make fun of Devil Vamp this whole time. We have Wayne is a baker. I'm going to mention him second this time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting a strong sense of deja vu, and I don't know why.
Yeah, because people who are a part of a tag team like to fuck up a show. Anyway, moving on next, we have DRG.
Technically, in order to delete a podcast, you have to actually save it first.
That's true. He had deleted a recording, or however you want to put it.
He tried editing it without saving it. Fuck you, Vamp. Fuck you very much.
That's why some of us have this software, so we can do shit like this. It does. We don't have to save it. It automatically saves it as soon as we're done recording. Anyway, we have somebody coming back from episode 3. We have the cock.
Hi, my name's the cock, and fuck you, devil vagina.
It's funny, we have Cock here, and he's not the one that fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
No?
Very true.
The Cock is not a fuck-up.
The Cock is on the straight and narrow.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's kind of crooked? Did you bend it a little?
I'm a little bit bent, all right?
To the right.
You got all right. All right, well, we're going to go from Cock to Keep Toss and Improve, and since we went from Cock, let's go to Katie. What are you going to keep, toss, and improve? And fuck it, we're going to do two because we only did one last time. Fuck that.
Well, my toss was the bunny. I'm over the bunny and the whole Slater Gator and the little gator segment. I'm over it. It's boring now.
I personally like it. How do you guys feeling about, like, I mean, granted, I kind of agree with the whole let's skip to Darren Young being behind the bunny mask and it's kind of dragging, but I think I would much rather see Slater Gator, because I actually kind of like where they're going with that, actually giving these guys some TV time, but at least it's somewhat entertaining.
Say Slater Gator is 10 times better than 3MB was.
Oh, yeah. That's debatable.
Really? Debate away then.
Well, it's at the beginning, 3MB was enjoyable to a lot of people. I kind of liked, I mean, I didn't like Drew Galloway, Drew McIntyre getting tossed away like he did, but they were still somewhat enjoyable.
They were good fodder, good entertaining fodder. Slater Gator and a little midget crawling around in a furry suit while you have a bull midget on the other side of the ring, followed by a giant buddy.
Hey,
reminds
hey,
me too much
they're,
of
they're
sexual
little people.
Innuendo.
They're little people.
Little
they're
people,
little people.
Midgets, dwarfs, small little kick them in the face.
Very
I don't care.
My people.
I was going to say, it sounds like a sex game.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It looks like Vince McMahon's fetish, and I don't like that. Although the flying squirrel splash by the bunny was pretty cool, because whenever he goes for the splash and he spreads his arms out, it makes his bodysuit look like a flying squirrel.
What do you think, Hawk?
I think it's all right. I don't know where they're going to go afterwards. I hope it isn't Darren Young. Darren Young's... Yeah, I saw what Darren Young looks now, and he looks so different. He looks he's so jacked up and stuff. Hopefully it's not Darren Young. I mean, just
you're
put
just
Justin
ripping
Gabriel.
Off the original cold.
No,
I don't have no idea what you're talking about. This is the first time I am hearing this.
This is my first time on.
Do tell, Kyle. Yeah. Do tell.
Well, hopefully it's not Darren Young, but it sort of is. What would be interesting to see is an evil bunny. Maybe the bunny turns on Adam Rose and says, fuck you, I'm a lemon, and joins Slater Gator. And now you've
and
got Slater Gator bunny.
And he squirts lemon juice in their eyes.
No, yes. Does the bunny actually have to wear a suit? Because according to the Oculus mirror, a lemon has a suit on.
Nope.
We've had an evil clown. How about an evil bunny?
That reminds me too much of Donnie Darko. I'm scared now.
That's a whole different podcast, which you can find Old School at the Movies on the Trending Topics, trendingtopics.net.
Plug around.
All the plugs you want, Heavy.
Yeah, trendingtopicsnetwork.com and oldschoolmovies.net. Yeah, I'm on that show. Anyway.
You know what other stuff you're on the DSJMP where you know how to hit the record button and actually save an audio file before you try editing.
That's does the D stand for delete?
Oh, speaking of delete, let's go to Wayne is a
what
baker.
What do you mean by that?
Because you fucked up the show last week, so.
Oh, yeah, alright, fair play. I'll let you
part off. Of the tag is their gimmick. Their gimmick is to fuck everything up that they touch.
You could fuck up a wet dream, couldn't you?
He'd put Devil Vamp in there.
You're going to make me cry in a minute.
Doing it right now into his pillow.
What shall I go with? I'm going to go with Damien Mizdow. For me, he is just fucking hilarious. Just all three segments with him on Raw, probably my highlight for me. He's just so funny. The whole thing is working. Some Devil Vamp seems to be getting bored of it. I don't know why he'd be getting bored of the Damien Mizdow gimmick, but for me, it's just hilarious, just the way he simulates him and fucking, oh, just hilarious. That's all, really. I don't know where I was going
with. I liked it whenever they were on commentary during the Sheamus match, and Sandow slid out of the ring and went next to The Miz, and while The Miz was talking trash to Sheamus, Sandow was sitting there mimicking every action that he was doing. That was hilarious.
I liked it in the original recording of this show. I got accused of being over Mizdow, and I have never, ever, ever shown those type of tendencies.
So who was it remarks. That put words in your mouth, Heavy?
I believe that would be this guy named Deletion Vamp.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wanted to make sure that it was some guy that didn't know how to save his podcasts.
I've heard every time he plays baseball, he always gets tagged out the bases because he's never safe.
I see what you did there.
And while we're on DRG, what is your one of your keep toss improves? I'll go back through everybody again and get another one. I'm not devil.
Yeah, my improve would be somebody teaching Vamp how to save the video files before he tries to actually do any type of tweaks or perks to them. That would be mine, but if we're going to go logistically...
Well, we know what his toss was, the first version.
The first episode, the first recording. That was his toss for this week. Fuck you, Vamp. My toss is going to be the Wrestle 1 affiliation that TNA has with Wrestle 1, because from what I have learned is that Jeff Jarrett brokered the deal and gave a lot of leeway to Wrestle 1 to pretty much book this event, which is why we're not seeing any build on Impact. But Wrestle 1 is also hosting the majority of it. That's why they're picking and choosing the people that they want on the show. And you see people like Austin Aries and Bobby Roode getting left out, and Funaki and Team 246 also being left out. And pairings like MVP versus Sakamoto, who was Tensai's handler whenever he first came in, was actually a good wrestler. And Hama versus EC3, which makes absolutely no sense. But seeing as how Wrestle 1 is fronting most of the money for this, TNA should actually save money doing this pay-per-view. So they might actually break even on doing a pay-per-view. I'm impressed.
Okay, now that everybody took a nice power nap, thanks to DRG.
Dude, I had to cover the exact content for the second time in a row. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't remember what I did or did not say the first go-round.
I have a weird feeling that you probably said the exact same thing.
Probably, since I have it written out in front of me.
Wow.
I take note.
Mr.
I am professional in this shit. Unlike Vamp, who likes to delete the audio recording, I take this shit seriously.
Okay, Cock, what is your keep toss and improve?
Well, my improve is, I'm going to throw this idea out to you guys, is we have the group of Miz and Damien Sandow, and people are suggesting we put Tyler Breeze in there, and I think that's a good idea. But what if we bring back John Morrison? I think that would be pretty cool to see Jomo back in there. Maybe, I don't know, for like a one-night appearance or something, but I don't know. I like the idea of putting Jomo in with the Miz again.
Don't they have Jomo back? Isn't he this wrestler named Adam Rose?
Oh, don't insult John Morrison like that.
I'm actually not sure who you're insulting when you make that comment.
That's what I was kind of thinking too, but I much like John Morrison more than I like Adam Rose. But I don't know how I feel about that, because like when I think, okay, you're going to bring back John Morrison, and he comes in the WWE, you know, one of the first things I thought of? Triple H kind of has a little stooge. He has two of them, his own version of Briscoe and Patterson. One of them happens to be Joey Mercury. Couldn't we see that tag team too?
Mercury and Noble?
No, Mercury.
Joey. No. Yeah, M&M. Well, M&M. or new M&M because the other M's gone. And who knows? That M might come back.
No,
too,
you can have
we all,
Noble.
We all know Batista's coming back next year, so
you could have Noble in there, and it could be NMN.
I think the question that we all want to know is, how big is Batista's cock?
Tiny, because that would be full of steroids.
How would you know that?
Wayne knows a lot of shit about cock.
You know his cock is full of steroids?
Well, you know,
and AIDS. He knows it's full of AIDS as well.
There's some thoughts I should just keep in my head. That's probably one of them.
It's an understatement.
You should keep up on things for me.
Oh, and sadly, at least you get to hear this, because the first recording was deleted.
Well, isn't this kind of more enjoyable now?
Yeah, if you don't have Vamp trying to
show. That's obvious. Oh, God. Moving on. I don't care. Oh, God. All right.
Oh, my God. My God. It was just like,
I don't care. I don't care.
He's going to be kicking all of us off next week.
This is an abortion. I'm sorry.
I mean,
fucking slit your guys' throats in your sleep. This is an abortion.
That is him. And don't forget, gut you like a fish.
He sounds like a bad 80s wrestler that is trying to be way too serious about shit.
I mean, I don't want to see Florida Georgia Line on my TV. I mean, on a pay-per-view. I pay
$9.99
a month, and I don't want to have to see them on my TV screen for the price of
$9.99.
Sorry, Kata.
Really? Really?
P.S.
I was waiting for him to do the third really on his soundboard.
Well, it's not a great really? Working soundboard.
There you go.
But there's also the fact that, you know,
it's still real to me, damn it! Makes you hate Florida Georgia Line? Okay, so.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No. We're going to go with my Ketos proof, one of mine, because I was a part of this show, too. And, you know, we had this show recorded, and then...
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Okay, I just wanted to get that one in there. But my keep for the week that I mentioned was Luke Harper vignettes. I love seeing this. Brody Lee, Luke Harper is a fantastic, fantastic wrestler, superstar, talker. Everything about him, the character, actually, in general, is fucking awesome. And to see that starting to be highlighted was just amazing to me. A guy who I've seen him on the indies, and my favorite story about him that I didn't share in the first recording, so exclusive, or maybe I've said before, I don't know, was he was at my very first indie show I went to, and I was actually wearing the CM Punk shirt, the... I always call it the Cult of Personality shirt, but it's the first Best in the World shirt. And he comes out, and he looks right at me, and he goes, CM Punk, really? And I just go, yeah. He replies back, I like drugs, and walks away.
That's good. Yeah.
I remember you telling me that story when you were down here. I cracked up laughing. That's awesome.
That's one. Actually, I want to say this on a side note. I know they're going to be at Comic-Con locally for me, and I want to go see them, the Wyatt family as a whole. That'd be awesome.
I liked the promo that they did. I hope that they don't have Bray Wyatt speaking only for him, that they allow him to have mic time. But I really do think that it's a good choice to focus on each, maybe not so much Eric Rowan, but to focus on the actual members of the family as individuals rather than just as a tag team.
Well, the funny thing is they actually had Luke Harper do talking, like whenever – you would see little promos or vignettes for the actual tag team duo. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have Bray Wyatt talking. It actually would be Luke Harper.
Mm-hmm. And they had Luke Harper doing talking in NXT too, didn't they?
Not 100% sure on that one. What did you think about it? I'm trying to be a good host. I'm really bad at like pass. I'm bad at passing the mic, people. My whole thing is talk. Just interject yourself. I won't consider you an asshole.
Okay.
Do it. But anyway.
I like the vignettes. I thought they were very good. I'm anxious to see what happens after, or if it's going to keep coming more vignettes or whatever. But it was intriguing. I'm excited to see what they all do on their own and see, like, who knows. One might be more successful than the other, so I like them.
Do you reckon it could be heading for a mid-card strap and for Luke Harper?
I don't know. I think he has it in his future, but I just don't know how far in his future, you know?
I hope it's not too far, because I would love to see Luke Harper going against Sheamus for the U.S. belt. I think that match right there would be a big-time, big-guy, bruiser-type match that has athleticism to it that you don't see in this day and age. So I would look really forward to that.
Are you guys sure that this is a sign that Luke Harper is going to get a singles push, or maybe they're going to do a spotlight on Eric Rowan next week or something like that?
They could.
One way I was actually thinking earlier about it, but it's kind of putting a focus on the family just as a whole, because they haven't really done that much with the other two. And granted, I want to see Luke Harper succeed, but the tag team could be a good thing. I'm hearing echo. Is that just me?
I'm not hearing
it. I'm hearing it too.
It might be you, DRG. Right. How about Wayne and Katie?
I heard a little bit of whistling,
but that was it.
Hello? No, I'm hearing it now too.
Okay, it's Wayne.
Huh? How is it me? Stop being shady.
It's you, because you deleted the first recording last week, and now we have this week, so it's you, damn it. You're the tag team that fucks shit up.
The keyword this week is delete.
That's what the episode should be called, delete.
Okay, we know the D stands for delete. The S must stand for show. JMP.
J stands for junk. Delete shitty junk now, please.
delete show junk now, please. Right?
No, delete shitty junk now, please.
And he did.
Okay, moving on. Okay, moving on. Back to Katie. What was your other one? Because I don't remember what your first one was.
I only said my toss, but my keep is the dynamic between Ambrose and Cena. I think it's been getting better. It's only been a couple weeks, but I think it's only going to get better between the two. I think they bounce off of each other very well, and if they should have a match in the future, a feud, I think it would be really good.
How do everybody feel about the pairing right now of John Cena and Dean Ambrose? I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. Personally, I like it. A lot of people are, you know, have that thing, and I think actually DRG will mention it later on in the show, of the part that was actually saved, of like John Cena bringing down wrestlers and whatnot. And that's not something I personally agree with. I don't think it's his intent. I think it's actually he's trying to elevate those wrestlers to be like, well, they're standing shoulder with the face of the company, so obviously they must be a big deal. It's not like Heath Slater tag teaming with John Cena. That's something you won't see. But if they're actually trying to build a guy like Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, or somebody like that, and they're doing as a face, you have to stand side by side with John Cena.
Oh my god, I loved it so much. What I was saying earlier, I didn't actually get to include it, was the fact that people like Ambrose and Rollins can survive it because they have the star power, because they were pushed and elevated before they actually got paired with John Cena. When they were in the Shield, they were a force together. Now, as singles entities, they've been established as stars, so they're not going to get overshadowed as quickly as like a Bray Wyatt kind of did whenever he first came in. That first feud was great, but on the second go-round, it wasn't so much. It didn't do anything to elevate him because he's only been pushed so far. He hasn't truly established himself in that top tier yet.
Wayne, Cock, or even Katie, like, how do you get... Well, you've already said Katie, my bad. But Wayne, Cock, the pairing of John Cena and Dean Ambrose.
Well, if Dean Ambrose is pairing with John Cena, he's getting time, and it's what you do with that time affects what you do, basically. If he uses it, which he is using, because quite often he is like the highlight show, and a lot of the rules are being based around him at the moment, or the last two I have. if he gets over with the crowd, they have to use him. If you get given the time with John Cena and you get overshadowed and you just regress into nothing, that's your fault. Cena's given you the platform with him. Take it. Don't get overshadowed by him. Use the story time to your benefit.
Completely agree. Over the past few weeks, it seems like Dean Ambrose has left Cena in his shadows. I mean, for the past few weeks, we've been saying that Ambrose has been the highlight of the night. So I think it's going well for Ambrose.
Can I ask something that I'm not sure if this was in what's going to be played after this or not, but it was brought up.
No, moving on.
It was brought up about the idea of SmackDown and how it used to be great and had these issues with, you have a star like John Cena that, you know, is cemented into Raw, but you see Ambrose doing good work on both shows. Could you actually see Ambrose becoming a face of, say, SmackDown?
Well, we still got the brand split. I mean, we don't have the brand split anymore, I should say.
Right, and it's not so much that he's exclusive. It's just that they advance and focus so much on him during the SmackDown episodes without having John Cena there. He becomes known as the next face of SmackDown.
I have to agree with DRG. When Bryan and Orton were competing for the title, they were a major part of SmackDown. You had, like, CM Punk and the Cena doing the Raw stuff, so it gave the two shows a different feel. Yes, you had Orton and Bryan on Raw, but you had, like, CM Punk, Cena doing storylines that weren't going over to SmackDown, so they were getting a bit more time on Raw, and Orton and Bryan's story then expanded on SmackDown, so I can see where DRG's coming from with that point.
Yeah, I can see it. I guess I can agree with you. Think that would be... Briz kind of spoke on that one. Let's move on to Wayne. What is your second keep tossing?
Oh, God. They weren't a great deal this week, to be fair. Personally, I would have kept the first recording of DSJMP, but that was...
Well, we have to.
No, what are you talking about? This is the first time. Bam's going to be here in a little bit, guys. He's running behind and he couldn't make it. I think something about a pillow and needed to be bitten, or I don't know. He was talking about something up in his face with a pillow, but he said he'll be here.
I'd go with improve the Gold Rush on TNA. I wouldn't say toss it, because I thought that was good. It started off really... I enjoyed the first half of Impact, but then it just dragged for the second half. It just... didn't do anything for me. I don't know why that got boring. So just improve. I don't know what's missing. I don't know if you guys, what ideas you'd have just to keep that momentum going for a whole show, like King of the Ring sort of feel show for Impact, and how will you do it to keep the momentum going for the whole episode?
Can we just toss TNA?
No.
Because, well, I'm considered a TNA hater. I don't know.
I don't think that you're a TNA hater. You just don't like certain aspects of it, but I've seen you...
No. According to Kata, I am a TNA hater because he thinks it's dumb that I don't agree with the whole ringside, which, hold on, in Kata's defense...
9.99. But didn't Devil Vamp also say that you were more of a TNA hater than he is? I'm pretty sure he put those words in your mouth.
I wouldn't say Heavy is a TNA hater. I'd say he's a jilted lover. He used to like it, but he got so burned by it. That's caused him to hate it, because...
It's not that I hate it. Like, I still like a lot of the talent that's there. I like to see the talent do good. I don't really want to see the company succeed. I would rather see them fall. But then again, I've had that view for a very long time. I've even said at one point that ROH and TNA both need to just fold, accept the buyout of their library from WWE, and let two other companies try it. But that's just my own personal opinion. That's not something I are, like, boycotting them and being like, oh, well, I am boycotting them. And I'm not, like, staging a protest on them. No, they brought back the six-sided ring, and that's, like, I don't agree with it. I didn't like it before. I don't like it now.
Heavy, listen to my conspiracy theory on the A-W-W-I-R. Yes, that's A-W-W-I-R, not A-W-I-R, not A-I-R-W, A-W-W-I-R.
Or it's not the W-W-I-R, like a certain contributor on the show keeps calling it, and then after five straight weeks of it, I was like, dude, it's A-W-W-I-R.
Yeah.
That fucking
poor DV ain't gonna have an arse left after this, is he?
No, he's not. He's not. He is thoroughly getting raped tonight, Katie. I'm sorry. No,
he's been taken to James Storm rape shed.
Wayne, I want to tie in to your improve, because my keep this week was the Gold Rush concept, the concept of what they did on Impact, because I feel I wrote an article on Talk TNA. TalkTNApodcast.com, which you can find a lot of my articles featured there, but it was how to improve.
Oh, God, why do you got to plug everything? God, it's like plugging the Trending Topics Network, Finnish Announce Table.
Hey, if you want to know why I plug stuff,
Second
you can
shift.
Listen to Heavy Hitter. You can listen to HeavyHitter.net. I had an interview there where I talked about plugging all the shows that I represent. But anyways, the concept Gold Rush.
You plug KFC Sports?
The concept Gold Rush can be used as a one-night-only theme. I actually pitched the idea for a one-night-only Elite, and it's the same idea of a one-night story, a one-night tournament, to where the winner gets to pick whichever title that they want to go for, and if they air it in, say, April, they can actually use that one-night-only pay-per-view to build the story over the course of May into Slammiversary for just one division. If you do it for a Knockouts, then they don't have to worry about coming up with some random number one contender match on Impact. They already have a story that they can run with. So I like the concept. I think they did well with certain matches and pairings, but towards the end, trying to fit that into 2 hours didn't necessarily work as well.
That brings me to a question. When are they going to have that Knockout?
November.
One night only?
November.
So they're going to have Jessica Havoc on there just like, oh, look at this person. She's not on TV. Oh, no, she's on TV every week now.
Yeah.
She's probably going to be their champion then.
You got to remember that they don't record the commentary.
No comment.
They don't record the commentary whenever they record the shows. So anything that they want to do commentary-wise, they can put on that show. However, because the one-night-onlys have been standalone compared to the Impact product, I don't necessarily think that they're going to do that. But from what I hear, the matches that she had were really good, as well as several of the other girls that came in. So even if it doesn't follow storyline purposes, that one-night story that they're telling could have enough quality matches to make it worth purchasing.
I'm not going to purchase it. I'm just going to download it.
No, on the DJPQSTRNLMP, we support all of the product. Oh, wait, this is TNA we're talking about. I don't care. I don't care.
This is the DSJMP TNA DRG OMG LMAFO podcast.
POD.
DLE. No, shit, fucked that up. DEL. Fuck.
Used to it.
WTF.
Yeah, Wayne, just so you know, you're in the same boat as Vamp, because 2 weeks running, both of your tag team members have fucked up podcasts. So I don't think that you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Get it out, buddy. Come on.
Yeah.
I only lost one segment, and that weren't particularly good, so it was actually an addition to the show. I'd like, yeah, I'll shut up.
Do you guys want to take your name from an Ohio tag team? We can call you the DSJMP fuck-ups.
I still think Misery and Company. No, what was it I said earlier? It'd be...
I said instead of the Demolition, the Deletion.
Yeah, the Deletion. For Murder.
Pain DS and Misery.
All right, Wayne, we'll stop picking on you, because we always pick on you so bad. At least you'd have to read more. You did have to read
your
email, my bad.
At least Wayne stuck around for this re-recording. Props to you, Wayne, for being a trooper, because, you know, Vamp has to get up at 3 o'clock. He doesn't realize that you're already at 3 o'clock.
No, I'm at 5 now. I've been here since bloody 1 in the morning with you guys. Thanks, Vamp.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway. Talk. What is your second keep tosser improve?
Wayne, I've already done it.
Go, oh, yeah. Well, see, you're that easily... Well, yeah, talk TNA, of course, I forgot it. DRG, or was you mixed in with
mine,
that, too?
Mine tied in. He's
gone as well.
Come on, Vamp, focus.
God! Oh! Okay, cock.
What?
I'm going to slit your wrist in your sleep right now. Oh, my God, I'm going to beat you up.
If you call me Vampy, I'll gut you like a fish.
Oh, fuck, I'm calling that. All right, cock.
He's be right back. You really are turned into Devil Vamp.
Check the chat. So, yeah, I actually liked Gold Rush. Wayne, I don't know how you felt about it, but I know a bunch of people considered it filler, and I get that because there really wasn't any storyline advancement for the overall whole, but I viewed it as a one-night story. Would you agree?
Like I said, I found the first half interesting. I was actually really pumped thinking, oh, this is a fucking brilliant idea. But by halfway through to the second half, I was just, yeah, I'm quite happy if it's finished now. I just got bored of it. I think if they had the title match afterwards, so they had like three matches, I'd probably have gone for
three.
It.
Three or three?
Three.
Three, like, so they had three. One, two, three, but had the champion... Oh, shut up. If I had the championship match at the end of it, that'd give you something like an end into the show, like some sort of progression mean into it. It was just the fact that it was number one contendership, bang, hand up in the air for Austin Aries, and that was done. And then, yeah. I think if there was a championship match at the end, that would have probably been better.
How did you like the bromance?
Whoa, you're not the host here. Okay, continue.
How did you like the bromance section where they actually referenced the Amazing Race, which I think they should be plugging a lot more of and utilizing Robbie E a little bit better, seeing as how he's on that right now? But that segment where he was told that they had the camera on.
I think that's just how...
See, that's why I don't like TNA. They plug shit too much.
Nine.
Oh, damn it. I don't have my... You mean...
9.99.
I counted the calendar segment, and they said the TNA calendar 15 times 99. In the first 9 minutes. And,
well,
and Havoc has a fat ass.
Wrong one.
I'll do Havoc.
I know you would. I've
met Havoc.
Did you?
I'll actually say this. I had a friend, and I don't know why he didn't capitalize on it. I thought he was such a fucking idiot. He actually had Jessica Havoc's number.
No shit.
So he could have whistled his way in and didn't.
He used to, like, text it. They used to text back and forth, and then she broke up with her ex-boyfriend, or obviously boyfriend at the time, before she was dating Solomon Crow,
so
a.k.a. Sammy Callahan. But she is, like, a side story that actually telling me, allwrestling.com, we can review with Dan McCann, look, is... even though I've seen her twice, I actually bumped into her at Comic-Con, the Columbus Comic-Con in Ohio. It was actually about 2 years ago this week. I was there to see CM Punk, much like Katie. I've met CM Punk too. Mm-hmm. And she was actually just there cosplaying because she's a huge, huge Resident Evil fan, if you can't tell.
No, you can't tell that at all.
Not at all. And that's not where she got everything about herself from.
Hey, so what you're telling me is that your friend had a chance to be the Harvey Wimpleman to Havoc's Bertha Faye and didn't capitalize on it? Oh, wait, hold on. Devil Vamp doesn't know who Bertha Faye is. It's a better analogy.
I know she's dead.
Yeah. Way to bring the podcast down. Appreciate it. Thank you very
much. I'm sorry. Really? Arson, no. Since we're going to talk about Bertha Faye... You know, she was really entertaining, but I did some information on looking up some information on her.
Well,
and
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
By information, do you mean her sex tape with Hulk Hogan?
Ew.
Ooh, I need some Hulk Hogan. I need some Hulk Hogan sound bites on here, brother.
Listen here, brother. You mean the great state of Minneapolis with the Silver Dome and blah blah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Golly. Did you see the meme around about him taking Bret Hart's ring gear? Because he came out with the pink.
So I was actually going to say my toss was Hulk Hogan in freaking pink and black. As soon as I seen the graphic, I'm like, oh no, and he's going to be there wearing that. He looks so fucking weird.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did look weird, but it was for a good cause, what they're doing.
That's true. Oh, actually, no.
I think he just looked weird anyway.
Oh, that wasn't my real toss. My real toss is actually, seriously, and we'll get this later on in the show, fucking Paige and AJ. I'm so over this.
Oh, dang, I love it.
Going back to that whole Hulk Hogan thing, I sent a tweet the table in, and I actually was kind because I made the observation that, because he made a comment about Hulkamania running for over 30 years or something. I said, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of cool that Hulkamania has been running wild since before I was born. #nostalgia, #tweet the table, and I got favorited by Hulk Hogan. So apparently he likes the fact that people think he's old and creepy.
Yes. Damn. Got favored by Hulk Hogan. I haven't got that.
He's I've getting more names than me now. I get mostly the women.
Yeah, but mine are all TNA, so they don't count.
I do know if you do write articles about wrestlers, a lot of them will get back to you. A friend of mine wrote an article about Trish Stratus, and Trish Stratus tweeted him back about
it. That's really cool. See, I had my Jesse Godder's article that I post on Talk TNA podcast, which you can also find on SpanishTable.net. And now I have been promoted by TNA Asylum to start syndicating my podcast, or my, not podcast, my writing on their website. So if you go to any of those three outlets, you could read this Jesse Godder's article that I wrote. And he actually commented after reading it and posted it on there, and my Twitter account proceeded to blow the hell up. It was
pretty cool.
Of course
he'd back you up. You called him like a world champion in the future.
No. No.
He like clawed his asshole out of your tongue.
I did not write the headline.
The listeners are going to have a weird moment of deja vu later.
Oh, is this part in there? Okay, yeah.
I think this is later on in the show.
I thought it was during the first of the show. My bad. So, yeah, that's a little golden nugget for later on in the show. Don't worry about it. Anyways, Cock is still not back. Apparently, he got stuck because his head's just so massive. So I'm going to go for him. His keep this week was loving how awesome Austin Aries is because his match with Nux was just so amazing. So, yeah, that's Cock's favorite part. Actually, I think what his keep was, wasn't it Ambrose and everything that Ambrose did? Because I'm pretty sure it, with my ESPN and telepathy, I have this thought of something earlier.
Then on it.
Exactly. Something being transmitted to me about him. Oh, wait, no, that was deleted. I can't think of it now, so sorry.
Can I change my keep to having DRG on every week taking notes?
No, that ain't going to happen. I've got work. I'm still in talks with trying to figure out how in the hell I'm going to do a TNA podcast and make sure that Heavy never gets on there to completely bash it because he's a TNA hater.
Do you want to put it on kayfabesports.com?
Actually, no. I think what I'm going to do is use this place called the PNJS. I think that's what it's called. It's a really, really cool site with this one guy. I can't remember his name. It's been erased from my memory, but there's a cool panel that's on there. So.
No, it's not fair because DSJMP doesn't have a website.
They've got a Podbean. Thank you.
I was going to say, if you've done a TNA podcast, Heavy will just hack in and delete it.
I'm not devil.
Hey, so Heavy, what's on? What you watching?
Apparently you ain't watching
that. Oh, play, damn it.
He's watching some music.
Really? All that for that?
Yeah. That was a let. Yet. Yet.
Because it wasn't fucking working.
And technically, he's not deleting it. He's never saved it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be accused of putting words and actions in his mouth, because that would be quite a twist.
Yeah.
So I don't want that.
I don't want to be confused. I don't want to put anything in anybody's mouth. Or, yeah, Cock, speaking of which. he's still not here. What I'm watching, I think I mentioned it. I did kind of mention it last week. I've watched, caught up all on Total Divas. I haven't really watched anything this week. This week coming up, I am going home. I plan on trying to catch up on a few things. But this Saturday, I will be watching real women's wrestling. Not Knockouts. Not Divas. I will be watching Girls Night Out, AIW, some of the top talent in the world. And my personal favorite, Veda Scott, will be there. And I actually kind of learned, even though she's not going to be there, I think Candice Del Rey is dating Johnny Gargano.
Out of curiosity, they don't refer to him as Joshi's.
I was just putting connecting dots on their Twitters, and I went, holy fuck.
As Joshi's? Because I know whenever Chikara was running their female stuff, they do the Queen of Joshi's. And I know that a couple of the AIW regulars were at the tournaments, but I wasn't sure if that was how they classified their women's division there.
No, they consider their women's division just – it's called their, like, Girls Night Out division. That's pretty much when they go. They were – for a while, they were keeping records on everybody. I think they still do it. And when they get announced at the show, they'll announce, like, this person is this many wins, this many losses. And if you have the better record, you have the – possibility or chance of becoming number one contender. right now the women's champion is a woman by the name of Athena.
Anarchy Championship.
Did top indie talent right now. I think some of the people on this card. Yeah. One person that will be there, and she's one of my favorites, and I suggest everybody go out, find some of her matches, Annie Social. What did she do before she was a wrestler? Oh, I'm glad you asked. She worked for Cameron Electra?
Is that what you're saying?
And she used to wrestle
naked. I just called her Camera Electra, not Carmen Electra. I called her a canon. ATC film. My bad. I'm sorry. I pulled a vamp. Go ahead.
Well, but that's really what I'm watching. Katie, what have you been watching? You're a woman.
I have watched Total Divas.
Have you been watching Total Divas?
I loved it.
Is that sexist to assume that just because she's a woman, she likes Total Divas?
Cock watched Total Divas and he loved it. He proper stood up and paid attention.
I was still kind of sexist anyway.
I heard pages of it, I better go and watch it and lose attention to the show.
I don't know anything about that.
I swear I've heard shit like this before.
I've also watched the Monday Night Wars. I've watched Austin's, and I like the ECW one. So.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to go home and watch those. Because those are the two that I need to catch up. And that's the thing that I love about how my job is and everything. I'm gone at least 2 weeks at a time, sometimes longer. But when I come home, that's one of the shows I sit down and watch, and I watch at least two at a time.
Y'all brought up a good
and it's just so fun to watch the whole thing, all 50 minutes of it, and then go right into the next one.
Y'all brought up a good point. That these are like these little 1 hour documentaries about specific factions or groups that you might not actually get to see entire DVDs covering as much content in such a small package. But it's a very valid point that if they ever launch this as a DVD collectible, I guarantee you that it's going to do a major amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Davey knows a lot about small packages.
No, he doesn't. That's a wrestling term. He doesn't know wrestling terms. He didn't even know that freaking Pat Patterson was gay. Who was the fake Diesel? Who was it?
Pat Patterson
Oz.
Is gay?
Who's Oz?
Kevin Nash.
I don't know what's going on. Is Dr. he the guy Isaac that came Gamer? Out with the dumpster and the garbage can?
I don't care.
Oh, Honky Tonk Man.
I don't care.
He was the greatest.
No, he was the guy that came out with the WWF guitar.
I don't know why I'm converting back to my George W. Bush voice for Vamp. Makes no sense. But this is, you know, brother's country, and he's technically not, even though they're identical twins that grew up in similar areas. It's okay.
Yeah, and twins.
Speaking of
twins.
There's something he said about twins that I want to get back on. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
It says, save the twins.
They are?
That's all.
Is it just me, or is this year they're not doing the whole
one that
everybody gets like a pink version of their shirt? It only seems to be a couple people.
A leather jacket and that. There's that.
Except for Hogan got his own.
Cena got his own one.
Obviously. I think I might buy that Keep Calm and Never Give Up shirt. I'm either gonna buy it for myself, or I'm going to get T-Mac.
Have you seen the other one?
And I'm
going to
have
a new one
sent
to
him
as Keep Calm and Never Delete the Show.
Wayne, good job. Good job, Wayne.
Somebody should make that shirt.
That should be the name.
No, I did notice that heavy that not everybody Keep came calm. Out with a new one, because I actually was kind of hoping that Seth Rollins had his own pink one, because that would be a hell of a lot better than what he has currently that Devil Vamp wants, although he will not bet you about Sami Zayn because he's crying into his pillow as he bites it right now with mascara running down his face. But if they did it in pink, I would probably buy that.
I would love to see Dean Ambrose come out in like a pink leather jacket.
No, pink wife beater. That would be so ironic.
On a side note, you know, one of my favorite things of Raw that I was like, what? When they had the handicap match for Brie, and it's like freaking Eva Marie and Cameron.
I know.
Boy, they're in a handicap match against Brie.
That tweet out, I laugh.
They're the ones in the disadvantage.
It's like, how on earth is that a disadvantage for Brie? Makes no sense.
Because I was just thinking, like, okay, who?
Yeah.
Who could? Like, as soon as you start talking handicap and win those two games, I'm like, oh.
watch, which really? Was pretty much about 2 hours at least of it. So.
Yes.
And can we talk about how
Katie was semi-interesting.
There were three different Divas matches on Raw.
I do have to say, though, Katie sorry to...
The one with Natalya, I completely
agree. Sorry to go back to the last point in that, but Brewery actually got a really good yes chant going, I don't have to admit.
Well, that was from Payback. They were that was where Chicago last was in Payback when she quit and slapped Stephanie.
But here was my thing. They were, like, chanting dumb stuff during that match. Like, let's be like the Night After WrestleMania crowd. JBL, JBL. Jerry, Michael, calm. Like, and then at the end, like, they want to chant the yes thing. It's like, okay, I get it. You don't like Eva Marie. You probably don't like Cameron, and most of you probably don't even like Brie, but just because they're doing the yes chant, don't fucking eat it up. It's disrespectful to do that, and then, oh yeah, we're doing yes chant. Yeah, it's awesome.
Cole, Lawler,
come on.
And, Jerry.
I don't care.
Can we,
I don't care.
Please. And this goes across all three of the big promotions. Can we please get new announce teams? Because Cole and Lawler and JBL even at this point, mixed with Mike Tenay and Taz, and freaking Kevin Kelly and Steve Crash and Burn Carino, all annoy me. They all grate my skin. Oh my god, it's John West. We're here to sell some merchandise on JPDS.
Oh my god.
Never download and save a podcast in our lives. Yeah, no.
Before we conclude, because when this goes in the other part, we talk about what we've been watching, but the question I'm going to ask everybody, what is your favorite announce team in of wrestling?
Can
good.
I make one up, or does it have to be one that actually worked together?
I like three different ones.
It's got to be a team that's worked together. It doesn't even have to be WWE, TNA,
ECW.
Like
a bunch of different ones.
It could be indies, which
I like
fine
Monsoon
is indies. It's an amazing
I thought they were
team.
Good.
Oh, now the cock came back. Oh, my God.
I like Monsoon
Will
and Heenan. I like JR and King. I even like Vince with Jesse Ventura. They were good, too.
But the question was, which is your favorite? And you just took all of Wayne's.
Mm.
Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. To me, that's classic. I like that.
Classic.
He's definitely good at coming in minute.
Coming in at the last minute, we have the cock coming back. we're ending this segment of the show before we get into that other part that we got to get to that we've already recorded. What is your favorite commentary team, announce team of all of wrestling? Not just now, but all time.
Heat for this, but
top
number
it doesn't
one
even have to be.
Would be Don West.
It's going to be TNA. Like mine
Mark
is going to be an indie.
He's the
oh my god! Don West is a great choice. Oh my god!
Don West is amazing.
Don West.
If they brought him back. He is so much better than Taz.
What? Well, I can do this as Nicolas Cage.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
I liked Wes better than Taz.
I'm gonna steal a statue,
but at this
literally
point, I think Tenay is so far in his career that he just doesn't have it anymore. So if they put Borash and Wes, I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I am excited to see what Josh Matthews is going to do if they put him on that announce table. And it might actually reinvigorate Taz.
Matthews and Borash would be good.
Mm. When I think the commentary, I hear King and JR.
What
head,
about you,
I have
Wayne?
To admit, I'm rewatching the old Nitros. I haven't for the last couple of weeks, but I don't mind Bischoff and Heenan to working together. Unfortunately, he's there,
the
but I mean, just
Steve
the dynamic between Bischoff and Heenan. Just
right
to be
now
honest, anything with Heenan on, you could probably say, but. No, Bischoff's underrated as a commentator. He's not the best, but he allows the other person to do their job, and he doesn't over like Crowder. And no, he's for me, he don't get enough props for that.
Can I say one more? It's kind of underrated. JR and Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sure.
I like WWE. I saw him most there. I didn't see him much.
WCW.
So
it was good.
I saw like clips on his DVD. I thought he was good then too.
Yeah. My runner-up, and it's a very underrated one that nobody thinks of, and
no,
it's
it
technically
a team.
Not a team,
it was Joey
but
Styles
the one-man booth of Joey
talent.
Styles. So, so true, and how he would do stuff, just so awesome. But my number one is, like I had mentioned, it's an indie, and you would have to look these guys up. I know you can find stuff from them online on their old YouTube page, and it was Prime Wrestling / PWO Wrestling, the first indie company I got introduced to. And the announced team is Joe Dombrowski, a guy who's been on Ring of Honor from time to time, and he's from the Pittsburgh area, does other stuff, and a guy by the name of Aaron McGuire. He also doubles as the name Aaron Bauer, depending on what company's in. But those two have a very, very similar relationship as Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, and it's not something I think that they aim for. It's just their contrast of personalities. And there was a particular match, and you might be able to find it, between two shitty wrestlers by the name of Mr. RBI and Dan Arkham. These guys are so terrible, but what made those matches interesting, because they had like a couple, is the commentary between these two. It would be some of just the comments that Aaron would come up with. It's just so entertaining, and I would suggest anybody, like I said, look for them on YouTube, PWO, Prime Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Ohio. Search those, and any full-length show that comes up, sit down, watch it.
And
just
nobody thought, did
it
really happen? I don't care. Oh, my God, you just killed the podcast. That was pretty good.
If Bear shit in the wood, does
my favorite
get a
of all
TV
time,
deal?
I'm going to go twofold, because one of them is not very well known, and that was Johnny Polo and Gorilla Monsoon. On the old Coliseum straight to DVD videos, they called matches and
they had great banter
back and forth with each other. But yes,
well, they also used to do a lot on
the
shows that I got hooked into was WWF All
Nerve. I am a person who enjoys the wrestling aspect more than the storyline and the live action drama. Was Gordon Sully and Jim Ross back in the old NWA crossover to WCW days? Gordon Sully was able to call maneuvers that made you think that they were actually legitimately fixing to hurt each other, because they weren't playing up the, he's so angry and violent that he's going to hurt this guy. He was playing, he's torquing the solar plexus at such an angle that he could rip this muscle inside of eight. They made you believe the maneuvers, and a young Jim Ross playing off that, giving subtle hints to a story, but allowing the in-ring action to tell the story, was amazing.
I always thought the combination of Striker, was it
Keenan Cole?
Anything
else?
When they did a Royal Rumble once, I always thought Michael Cole and Matt Striker, they always played off each other pretty well.
I think Striker was very underrated.
Yeah, so do I. People either really like him or really hate him.
Stuff.
What was that, Katie?
Matt Striker, he knew a lot about history. He brought up like dates and times and stuff like that. So I thought he was underrated as well.
He was a former teacher. I believe he was either science or history teacher.
And he was marking out, bro.
Kind of like Dan is with words and lexicons and stuff like that. That's how he was with the historical aspect, which was really cool, because he tied things in wrestling current day to things in wrestling past day. And I think that's a lot of the reason why he was getting in so much flack from the back, was because he was, they say, going into business for himself, but he was doing it in a way to educate the fans. But I don't think WWE wants you to be educated. They just want you to remember what they want you to remember.
Mm.
Oh, you deleted
and
it!
I think
oh,
that will do it for this
shit.
Part of the show, and we will see
second,
you. Oh, wait a minute.
Gotta get this out of the
we'll
way.
See you.
Vamp, fuck you. Okay, go ahead.
Vamp's a cunt.
Does anybody want to have any parting words?
Vamp
as I'm
has
going
a vagina.
To upload something into the
Vamp,
play.
I think we do appreciate this. I'm sorry.
Yep. Vamp, when you go to wash those whites, those pearly white pillowcases that you have on your pillow right now, because we know the mascara is bleeding through into the pillow,
just make sure that you use some bleach, and while you're washing them in the machine, maybe you could check out, I don't know, talktnapodcast.com for my latest article, or maybe the AWWIR, yes, AWWIR, or maybe, I don't know, Trending Topics Network, or you could look up Kayfabe Sports. Oh, what other plugs can we throw in here? The SJQNR, that's a good one. Check that out. Oh, by the way, Second Shift beat the show this week thanks to you not remembering how to click save, asshole.
What's up? This is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio. And Kayfabe Sports Radio has expanded a lot within the last year, and there's a lot of things that I need to inform you on. It's not only the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks, but also brand new shows like The Juicy Details, The Juicy Question, The Return of Anything Goes, and also a convenient spot where you can find the DSJMP WrestleCast and the Second Shift Podcast. You can either search for us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports or by going to www.kayfabesports.com. And also look for new shows to be added in the near future. So once again, NFL Easy Picks, The Ohio Indy Report, The Juicy Question, Juicy Details, DSJMP WrestleCast, and The Second Shift Podcast, as well as Anything Goes, are all on the Kayfabe Sports Radio Network and www.kayfabesports.com. And now back to the originally recorded DSJMP WrestleCast, already in progress, recorded 3 hours ago.
Housewives with Whatever, or Rich Kids and who knows where, they're up there from a production standpoint. That just says that there's a lot that they can do. Well, and they're learning a lot of tricks of the trade. They're creating the true monopoly, and they're going to exploit that at NXT or on WWE Network because they're always looking for original content that draws people in. I just think it works. And I thought about the Ultimate Fighter thing, like everybody living in the house. But then it humanizes them, and that's like the last thing you're trying to do is make them seem like you or me. You want them to look invincible. You don't want to see them come out of bed looking like shit, or maybe Katie does, but you don't want to see them at their worst. You want to see them at their best.
So, I mean, this is the thing, okay? So my thing is that DRG, nothing is going back to TV. Everything from here on out will be on the network. There is not a single thing that they want to put back on TV. Nothing. Everything is going to this network. Everything. And everything except for SmackDown, which the celebration of SmackDown is next week, right? The 15th?
October 10th.
October 10th, so week after next.
Yeah.
No, it is next week, isn't it? No, week after next. Man, I'm so off on my days. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited for that because I really enjoyed the first, like, 5 or 6 years of SmackDown. I missed a lot of the Paul Heyman Stephanie era because I didn't watch back then. And then, so I want to find out about that. But if they want me to watch SmackDown, they're going to have to up their fucking game on SmackDown. I'm sorry. Most of that shit, I can just fast forward right through and not even watch a single bit of it.
They should have done it, like, live, like, a Tuesday.
Oh, man, it was...
Maybe you could tune in.
Everything. Wayne, you watched SmackDown this week. How was it?
So, Sani watched it this morning, so... I thought it was better this week. I thought I quite enjoyed it. I'm just glad that, like, Ambrose is back. I think the role they're using him suits SmackDown better than Raw. I think that's trying to drag him out for too long to save the show on, like, 3 hours. But for a two-hour reoccurring thing, I think that uses Ambrose better, but that's just me.
Okay. DRG, what's on, man? What's on? What you watch? What you listen to?
I've got two things. Have you heard of a show called The Nick on Cinemax?
No.
Got Clive Owen, and it's focused around the medical advancements of the 1900s.
Yes, I have.
Very good. We got caught up, and we're up to date on the very first season of it. It's an excellent show. Okay. The one big thing that I did watch, and I normally don't do this, but I actually watched Bellator 126 over the weekend, and they have a fighter named Bubba Jenkins. Swear to God, not lying. Bubba Jenkins, and the dude is a badass.
Bubba Jenkins, okay.
Kind of like Leroy Jenkins.
I was just about to say that. Wayne, what's on? What you watching? What you listening to?
I ain't watched a great deal of wrestling this week, to be honest. I ain't even caught NXT, and I watch that religiously on a Friday morning.
It was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. They're still pissing on Ascension. I don't know why.
Yeah. Not that bothered by that. But I don't know if I talked about it last week. Probably new podcast I'm sort of getting into, Ring Rust Radio. Really good. They have a lot of TNA interviews on there and stuff, and they treat like TNA is like a joke with fun Benny Hill music and everything. But the host, I can't remember his name, actually shows, once they start talking about it, they have two that shit on it, and the host sort of actually gets quite passionate about it and talks a lot of sense about it. It's just good to hear like the two varying sort of debates on it.
Sort of like us. Yeah, I get it.
Much. No, you just shit on it, and we're not allowed to reply. So,
yeah, you wouldn't be on here, bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be on here. He has got his own show. Damn it!
I mean, this is the only thing I have a problem with. Ring Rust Radio isn't associated with Bleacher Report.
Yeah, one of them actually writes a Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Bleacher Report is such a clickbait. So.
Yeah, but it's the thing, isn't it? It's not Bleacher Report.
It was a Dan was talking earlier. He said he was recording. He was recording the.
Yeah, but that's a website. This is a podcast. Just because you don't like navigating around the website, don't mean the show is bad.
All right.
Heavy. What site does Justin Labar report for? Is it WrestleZone?
He used to report for Bleacher Report and WrestleZone. But his contract was up with Bleacher Report. He didn't renew. He doesn't write anymore for WrestleZone, but he still does Chairshot Reality. But now I know he's with Trib Live Media, which is Pittsburgh-based, and that's where his podcast is out of.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wrote for a bunch of bad websites, but the dude has really good opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So I like listening to him. It's just because you work for a clickbait site doesn't mean that you can't put on good content when you're given the opportunity to speak your mind.
Is that the guy? And he does... And he does Ring Rust?
No, he does Chairshot Reality.
Chairshot Reality and his weekly podcast, which it's not really a podcast, it's a live radio, but you can download it. It's called Wrestling Reality, and I actually suggest people to listen to it this week, Dan in particular. I called in towards the end, and me and him have a little bit of a relationship because he has done indies in Cleveland, and we were talking about Rusev, and I dropped the whole... tribute to the troops thing to him. He loved that idea.
So what sort of show is that?
Bada boom. How you doing?
How you doing? That was...
Man, you ain't the realest guy in the room, though.
That was great this week, Dan. I love those two this week. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How
you doing?
He's so good this week. Cock, what are you watching? Other than porn, what are you watching? What are you listening to?
He doesn't watch porn. He makes it.
He is in porn. Koala porn.
A few weeks ago, I watched... Oh, my God.
go ahead.
You racist.
Go ahead, Cock.
A few weeks ago, I watched The Wrestler, and I've just been watching The Wrestler and Beyond the Mat and all those outside wrestling documentaries. They are so good.
It's a lot of depressing at once, Cock.
Beyond the Mat. Is fucking amazing. I did a call writer. What's my WrestleMania match where I actually said like they should like do an updated version, like make it this current time. I looked into how they've made a lot of that stuff and how, because I never understood why Vince was a part of it, but he never really promoted it. And I found out he approved it. They did all the filming, and then when he brought them to the final product, they were kind of like, "No, we don't like it."
Yeah.
But they'd already signed everything away, so nothing they could done.
Cock, what do you think, man? You like that? Which one you like better, Beyond the Mat or The Wrestler? I mean, they're complete. One's a documentary, one's obviously a movie.
Yeah, I thought the movie was probably better, but I mean, Beyond the Mat, they're sort of both linked. I thought the Jake the Snake Roberts thing was so sad, and it's so good that he's got better and such. But, yeah, The Wrestler was pretty good, except for the ending. The ending sucked.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes that's the way life works out. Doesn't always work out for everybody. I do highly recommend Beyond the Mat. The only thing I don't... I didn't like Beyond the Mat. There was one thing I didn't like Beyond the Mat, because it's Jake the Snake, Mick Foley, right? Mm-hmm. And The Rock,
yep.
Right?
And Terry Fong.
Not and not The Rock, Cock, but The Rock's on the front cover.
He had like a brief appearance with Mick Foley.
Yeah, and Terry Funk, that's who the other guy was, right, DRG?
Yep.
Okay, so it's Terry Funk, Mick Foley, and Jake the Snake Roberts. Wow, that's some different strokes for different folks. Okay, all right. Well, Cock, watch the Beyond the Mat. We all highly recommend it. Katie, have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
You liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was a little depressing, but it showed like sort of like another side to the wrestling business. I thought it was all right.
It's not all.
I remember the draws part when Vince is saying he's going to puke. He's going to puke.
he's going to puke.
Heavy, who was the referee that didn't? I'm not booked on the show.
No, that's Dennis Stamp.
Yes, that was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, he was used as a ref, but he actually was a wrestler from the same area as Terry Funk. And Terry Funk was obviously a bigger star, and he was, like, overlooked, and oh, my God. But, I'm not booked. Because that is just so much great there.
Dan, what are you watching? I know you normally watch everything and all in one day. I don't know how you put up with that much wrestling in one day, but what are you watching? What are you listening to?
Well, let me go off script here, and a parallel universe is Saturday Night Live. I'm a huge fan. I've been watching forever. Oh, yeah. And right now, you can draw some major similarities. They have a very young roster and certainly not tried and true. Almost hard to watch. Like, knowing what I've seen before from SNL, I expect a certain standard. And this is just a bunch of kids kicking around live television. And it's kind of like WWE. Get one shot, and a lot of their shots miss. But I sit through and I endure because I know that these guys are going to grow, and the more work they put in, the stronger the show is going to get. And I would have been there on the ground level and seen them throughout the entirety of their career. So when you're loyal to a product, you stay with it through thick and thin. And I've had to do that so many times with wrestling over the years. It just comes with the territory, and it helps you enjoy the good times when you got to put up with some down times.
Yeah. All right. Anybody got anything last thing they want to mention on what's on, what they're watching, listening to?
Monday Night Wars.
Monday Night Wars, yeah. Everybody's loving Monday Night Wars, I think. I think it's so well produced. I can't, and I don't like talking about it that much because I can't talk about it enough. And I hate it when people do that. They talk about it so much, DRG, they talk about it so much that they turn people off to the product. And I enjoy it. Like, it's such an enjoyment to sit down and watch. And I purposely watch it when I'm wide awake just so I can catch everything that they're talking about it at the time. It's just great. Wayne. As Dan says, email her. We got Kata this week.
I know, and he's a bastard because he sends stuff that I can't read.
So that's everything. Pretty much every word. That's what he sends. He sends words.
Hey, second shift. I just want to say something real quick. Why do you read the emails in second shift? Why don't you let somebody else do it? I make you do it on here, but on second shift, you do it voluntarily.
Maybe they understand him better.
I can lead horses to water, but they won't drink.
All right, good point. All right, let's go.
Also, that's not 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning when I read them out there, so I'm a bit more sort of with it.
I just heard a big, fat, long excuse.
Yeah, I'm the king of them. Thank you.
Let's go.
Oh, my God, it's full of Japanese names.
It is. I know it is.
This will be interesting.
He does it to troll me. I'm sure he does.
I know he does. For a fact, I know he does.
He's got his little grin face now. I can see it. All right, here we go.
The history this month, this week.
Hey, yo. So, for this week in pro wrestling history, I present you with the following. September 30th, 1960. Two of the most important figures in history of Japanese professional wrestling. So, who was that?
I'm sorry, I'm agreeing. I'm glad Kata brought this up.
All right. Shohei Giant Baba, founder of the All Japan Pro Wrestling, and Antonio Inoki, founder of New Japan Pro Wrestling, both made their pro wrestling debuts at Japanese Wrestling Association show in Tokyo, Japan. Baba defeated Yoshinotorio Tanaka, while Inoki lost to Kanotaro. Oh, fuck this.
So you need to say it the way you said it first, because you sounded like I did it all for the Nookie. It's Inoki. Antonio Inoki.
The page again.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead, Wayne.
That was it. That was the end. I was just about squeezed out.
Okay. Is that it? You didn't end like proper Kata.
No, there's more. Sorry, I thought you meant that one.
Oh, right. Keep going.
He did it all for the Nookie.
I need to get my breath in. Right, October 1st, 1979, Curtis Axel was born Joseph Hennen in Champlin, Minnesota. October 4th, 1987,
isn't
New
that,
Japan.
Isn't what? That Heenan?
Hennig.
No.
It's Hennen?
Yeah, Hennig. Kurt Hennig.
Henning, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Rise of Punishment, you're reading them out next week. October 4th, 1987, New Japan Pro Wrestling held this infamous island death match on the deserted island of Ganryjima, Japan. Antonio and Nuki would defeat Masa Sato over 2 hours of brawling across the island.
Kata hates you.
October 5th.
Japanese people hate Wayne right now.
I've just murdered their beautiful you language.
Do you have Japanese listeners?
October 5th, 2006, founder of Mexican Lucha Libre promotion AAA, Antonio Pena, passed away at the age of 55 after suffering a heart attack. Kata out. Thank God for that.
Pena? Like the pasta?
Shut up.
Or is it Pena?
It's probably... Man, it feels like I just chewed for Xanax.
Do you want me to do the emails for you, Dan, on Week in Review?
No, we're good. We're good. We'll let you know. Okay?
Welcome to the show, Dan.
As long as you keep saying
that. Dan says, don't worry. Don't call us. We'll call you.
There it is.
Dan said pretty much, I like having listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Water cooler this week, Wayne. He's a little bit better at this, Dan. Let's see. You might like this.
Right.
This is a segment where Wayne reads the rumors and we let him know if it's true or not, whether it's going to come true or whether it's bullshit or not. Let's go, Wayne.
Here we go. It's quite a slow week this week.
A slow week in wrestling for the entire month, so let's just go.
Yeah, but they couldn't even be bothered to make stuff up. That's how slow it's been.
Dude, that was pretty funny.
Right.
That's good.
Regarding Hell in a Cell, these are the rumored matches floating around, some more believable than others. AJ versus Paige for the Divas Championship is obviously obvious.
We're going to do this again.
John Cena versus
Hang on. I'm a little tired of this. Is anybody else?
But yeah, but if they're going to not put the title into the Total Divas characters, who else is there?
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say this, and I heard Heavy say this last week. I told you guys that they were never going to give the title to anybody on Total Divas. I told you that.
No. Now, the article that I read and I've been forwarded to you, it said that rule can change.
Yes, of course it can change.
But you just said I told you that they're not going to.
Currently they don't
want to. But that rule can change.
Of course, anything can change. It's McMahon's rules in the end. I mean, when it comes down to it, he can just go, you're fired, go away, and it's just done. But I'm just saying, I said that from the get-go, and I still agree with that. They should not put anyone on Total Divas with the belt. They shouldn't have it.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about it. It just seems wrong. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Does anybody agree with me?
No, I'm just
waiting. You're out on an island.
Katie says no, right? Katie, you say
no. Wait. I'm just waiting for if the rule does change that they'll put the title on Eva Marie.
It's never going to happen. If they put the title on Eva Marie, I will skip every Divas match forever.
I can't. I want them to do it so bad.
Heavy, you don't agree? You think they should? You think you don't? You think they should just put it on somebody? It don't matter if they're on Total.
They should put. It's funny that this came out because when I was catching up on Total Divas, I was kind of like, man. There's certain aspects of the show that lack, and the fact that, A, that there's divas that aren't on the show that are actually in the division, and the fact that the Divas Championship is never really on the show. I think it was whenever they're talking about the WrestleMania match that they were going to have at WrestleMania 30, they only had the girls in the room or that they showed on camera, the ones from the show, but yet that's only about half of the total match.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking at the same time, it's like, why don't you show the whole division? Why don't you show a little bit? I mean, granted, I think what kills it is the fact that they want to have those reality show storylines. But if you take those out and you're able to encompass the whole division and just look at it as a whole, I think that could be a very, very good show. Because, like, I just went on tangent, but the fact that Divas title's not on there, it's just missing. Even if it was like one of the somebody on the show wins it for a little while, and you get to see episodes like that, but
what?
not having that belt on there and Divas like AJ and Paige, it's kind of an injustice.
I'm sure we're gonna hear about Nikki going up for it, you know, next season, you know. But DRG, am I crazy? Am I what?
I'm indifferent, man. If they give it to him, great. If they don't, well, I don't think that them being on a reality show really affects it, seeing as how this is scripted television.
Right. Wayne?
Ready to carry on?
Nope.
You want to know my views on Paige and AJ?
Do you want to talk actually more about the Divas title? Do you want the Divas? Do you care about the Divas title being on the Total Divas or not, or what?
It don't really bother me as long as what's on Raw, what I watch, is good. If the, you know, good rivalry, I don't care if it, the belt gets used on another program. Good, it brings more eyes to the product.
Okay. All right. Cock.
I don't mind either way, to be honest.
No. Dan, am I crazy? Come on, man. Help me out.
All right. I have an opinion. And I already shared it on the other show, so I'll try to do the short version. But I think they have good reason to do so because there is so much time in between right now and it's just impossible to sync up and everyone knows it's in advance. It's more so for the casual fan. If you're watching the show and you tune in and someone's the champion and then you tune in to see the product for the first time and they're not, it's just going to raise your eyebrow and the whole thing's going to be wrong. Mm-hmm. But what I do know about WWE is they adjust really well, and I think by the next season that they are going to sync up their storylines. But this is just for one season, just to make it easy for the people playing along at home. But they'll adjust on the fly. That's what they do. And the next season they'll come back and everything will line up and it'll be just fine. And I'm sure they will have the Divas Champion on there at some point.
Okay.
But they're going to tie in their storylines into the show right through Raw. And that's the long-term goal, is to just integrate them, to have them work together. And they're not doing that right now. So they're just like, look, no champion because it's the easiest way. It's like a checkpoint. Like in a video game, it's a checkpoint. Instantly, you know, oh, no, that's like 4 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. Was WrestleMania 30 on this season or last season?
This season?
I think actually WrestleMania 30 was the end of last season, the beginning of this season, technically.
Yeah, it was
because they had it, yeah, they had it like accumulate to the wedding and everything at WrestleMania, but then like
there's 6 months behind. Wow, okay. Right.
But when did season 2 end? Because that's the difference between the beginning of this, the end of that season when they were done taping.
Season 1 feels like it's never going to end. They're still putting new shows on the freaking network.
Season 1, I think it was actually very long because they divided up into two parts and they were both very long.
Super long. All right. Wayne, what else you got? What's the next match?
The next match is John Cena versus Dean Ambrose early in the show, and the winner gets Seth Rollins later on.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about how they can fully see Cena halting the momentum of both men because he's done the same thing with Bray Wyatt and the same thing with other rising stars. I don't necessarily think that they'll go that route. And even if they did, I don't think it'd halt their momentum because those two kids are stars. But I can see more of a triple threat maybe, but I don't see them letting him go through Ambrose and then Rollins.
I don't see that either.
Where does that leave Brock, though?
Brock won't be there.
I don't think Brock's going to be at Hell in a Cell.
I don't think you have to have Brock at Hell in a Cell. If they want to do the third match with Cena, that's fine. I will accept it. But I don't think that they necessarily have to have him in order for that pay-per-view to be a success.
And here's a match I really want, the rumored match. Brie versus Nikki Bella, and the belt has been rumored to be in Hell in a Cell.
Oh, God.
So we're going to really shitty match? Yeah, Cock just threw up in his mouth.
No one wants to see a Bella Hell in a Cell match.
No, I don't want to see anything with them right now. They're performing so shitty in all aspects of their fucking perfection.
Well, they're going to have a match. I think that it's probably just going to be a regular match, but they'll have a match.
I would much rather see the Bella Twins right now than AJ and Paige.
Ooh, that's a controversial statement.
Honestly, Heavy, I'm on the fence with that. I am 50-50 with you.
Because at least the Bellas give you, and it's not the greatest story, but they give you something. With AJ and Paige, it's really been the same thing, and I just feel like the title's going back and forth. I mean, we're going nowhere. It would have made more sense to put the belt on Nikki and then have them fight just because they hate each other.
Damn it, I hate when Heavy makes fucking sense. It pisses me off. I would agree. I agree, Heavy. I do. I really do. I really think Paige should have kept it in the last pay-per-view, but just because they passed it back and forth too much, but whatever. Wayne, go ahead. Next one.
Here's one that Carter actually put on Group Me earlier. So Global Force Wrestling is finally going to promote an actual pay-per-view event early next year on January 4th, 2015. According to the Pro Wrestling Insider, it'll be the annual New Japan Pro Wrestling Tokyo Dome event, which will be branded GFW in the United States.
So they're going to promote somebody else's promotion?
No. What they've got the affiliation with New Japan, and it's a rumor. Jarrett has not confirmed it. He hasn't denied it, but he won't admit to anything. But the rumor is that he, as GFW, will present the Tokyo Dome show for the first time ever, a Japan promotion pay-per-view being aired in the U.S. And the interesting thing about it to me is that there's an article by Sports Nation that came out today with Jim Ross, and one of his bucket list items that he wants to do is call a match for New Japan Pro Wrestling. If they are doing their very first kickoff pay-per-view, and if this does come about, imagine how awesome and what the buy rates will be with people knowing that Jim Ross will be the one calling the match.
Hmm. All right. I can see it. Dan, you got anything?
I'd watch it.
You'll watch it about anything.
I think that's a good statement, though. There's certainly equity in Jim Ross's name. I'd buy it knowing he was the voice of it. It's a certain presentation that says polished and professional. That's a Jim Ross stamp. I'm on it.
Okay. Cock.
Yeah, I'm all for it, especially if JO's on it.
Wow, really? Okay, that's three right there. Heavy set.
Honestly, I pulled away and I wasn't paying attention, so I can go.
He
said he pulled out. Apparently, Diesel, the guy that he was pumping last week, is back in his car.
He did pull out. Heavy.
What?
JR. Oh, okay. I can see you're going to have fun with your soundboard now.
Oh, wait. We got to do this. Hey, Kata.
9.99.
You know, I was really trying to help Kata out on this podcast and be the one beacon of place where he didn't have to hear that.
Be the one person.
So you played the 9.99 song a couple weeks ago. Sure.
I played it because I actually enjoyed it. okay, so JR.
Hold on. Didn't you blame Wayne for that when it happened?
I did blame.
Oh, this is Wayne's idea. Oh, it was all Wayne. Now you're going to take credit for it. Way to go, Vin.
It was Wayne's idea. So JR being on the New Japan first pay-per-view on Global Force Wrestling, have you said?
I wasn't paying attention again, sorry.
Fuck it. Katie, what do you think?
Yeah, I gave it a whirl. I watch it.
You
I'm watch curious
it too?
To see what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, okay. All right. Well, they might be on to something then. All right, Wayne, what else you got?
Right, here we go. Let's get this one. This will make Heavy happy. WWE is already apparently hoping to bring Chris Jericho back around early next year for a run-up to WrestleMania 31.
Really?
Put him again.
That was the sound bite.
Thank you. I agree. Are you sure? I don't know about that, Wayne.
Oh, it's not me writing them.
I don't know.
I'm just a monkey reading it out.
I'm not convinced about it whatsoever.
I see it for the simple fact that they're pushing Steve Austin's Blog Talk Radio, or not Blog Talk Radio, Podcast One podcast. I can see him doing a similar push for Jericho's.
Isn't he?
DRG, that's a perfect segue. We're cutting Devil Vamp off because he's wittering too much. Perfect segue, DRG. WWE has told distributors to produce a lot of merchandise related to Stone Cold Steve Austin. While the speculation is that he may have finally reached a deal for one more match, it could simply be a return to TV in a semi-regular role. Though what he would be doing isn't clear. If nothing else, the seeds are planted for something between the two sides.
Put him with Ambrose.
What'd you say, Cock?
Put him with Ambrose.
Again, in a match or just...
Yeah, match. That'll be awesome.
Wow. I do not want to see Stone Cold in a match. Just saying. However, I would not mind seeing him on TV every single week. I think that'd be cool to see him talk every single week. I think that'd be
what?
Exactly. Oh, please don't bring that back. Oh, God. I hope
what?
Back is a good point.
What?
Let me quit.
What?
Guys, take this and just run with it. Cause
I think what they're going to do, what they're going to do is take Steve Austin's podcast and turn it into what WWE can utilize as a podcast. That's why you see Steve
what?
Austin promoting all of his shows on his podcast now coming from the WWE network for only $9.99.
You think
it's because they have that tie and they're going to use that because he already has the fan base for it.
You think see how fast they can get it up? How many subscribers and listeners they can get to his podcast?
Well, it's going to be a mutual agreement where he talks a lot more and features a lot more people from WWE that are active on the podcast as a way to generate basic interest between the two groups.
The funny thing is, Jericho's podcast, Jericho doesn't curse. And Stone Cold has two. He has one he doesn't curse and he has one he does curse.
Yeah, expect the cursing one to go away if they sign with WWE.
I know. Dan, what do you think about all this, man?
I guess what's the question?
Stone Cold re-signing with the WWE, possibly. They got this, the rumor is they have merchandise being redone now and possibly ramping up for WrestleMania 31. Maybe a match, maybe not. He may come back.
No. He's not wrestling. There's no. I don't want to see. I don't think. Maybe people do want to see. I certainly don't. He's not wrestling. It's just about long-term license. It's like the Hulk Hogan deal. Be here to brand. Always be selling. We have you for this, that, and the next thing.
What do you think about that? What do you think about them connecting his podcast to WWE?
It's all about the money. That's it. Gotcha. Just everyone's making money. Well, let's make money together.
All right, Wayne. One last one. We're done.
Oh, better make it a good one. Let's finish with this one just because I just want to mention him. Curtis Axel hasn't been on Raw for a number of weeks. Is teasing a return soon while saying adore the closing. It appeared to be a reference to his tag team with Ryback, which would be awesome because that means the big guy will be back by himself, and I love him.
Yeah, didn't Ryback get surgery, and then he said it went really well. He's gonna be back soon. But yeah, that's so weird. We haven't seen Curtis Axel went off the air. Fandango went off the air. Ryback left. Who else are we missing? We've got to be missing somebody else. I didn't even know Jamie Noble still worked for the WWE until this week.
Zack Ryder's gone.
Zack Ryder, yeah. Zack Ryder's – we haven't seen Zack Ryder in forever. Has anybody seen him on SmackDown or
– He was on SmackDown this week.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, but that's,
I didn't watch
nobody was in the Battle
SmackDown.
Royal.
I didn't watch SmackDown. Like.
If it happens on SmackDown, does it really happen?
On the app last week.
He was on the app too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I don't really care about the actual article, which is about Curtis Axel. I'm more worried about the big man coming back by himself and should get a big face push and win the title. But that's my opinion.
Well, I mean, he's been getting a push by himself. It's really weird. Everybody wants that Feed Me More back again, it seems like. All the arenas seem to...
Because he's brilliant. He's the only bloke that could twitch bloody shoulder and get the whole crowd cheering. He's fucking awesome.
Wow. Fucking wow. Did you just say that about fucking dum-dum Ryback?
he should have won the title back on his first face run.
Does anybody agree with Wayne?
Yes. Yep. Let me tell you.
Dan does?
Everyone knows I'm a huge Ryback mark. Like, he's a guilty pleasure, man.
You're smiling. I can hear you smiling through.
You know why? Because not only do I want Feed Me More back and all that crap, but it's what you said. What did you say about Ryback? What did you call him? What'd you call him?
I called him a dum-dum.
That's right. That's why he is going to be rebranded the corn-fed meathead. I mean, that's who he is. He's a big fucking meathead. And play up to that and have him make stupid meathead remarks, but have him be a lovable character. Like, there's a lot of... Ryback's ready for that. Like, he's more than just a cyborg. He's a personality. He's ready to, like, share all of that. Bring
and
back
the main
the
thing
corn-fed
is,
meathead.
The main thing is, he's believable that he could run through anyone.
That's true.
Could he be the parody of Brock Lesnar in that big dumb jock that people like to hear him talk?
Oh, that would be awesome.
he does say funny stuff. Like, he's a funny guy, like in a meathead way. Total meathead.
I was just about to say that, Dan. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should, because he is fantastic on Twitter.
He's brilliant on Twitter, and also his YouTube channel is amazing.
Yeah.
If you follow that, some of the videos he does, like where he goes into Toys R Us and that, and he goes to like the fucking bath towels and that, and he goes, oh, can't get enough of the big guy, and it's like a WWE towel with his face on and that. It's fucking brilliant.
I really, really do enjoy him on commentary. Whenever he's on commentary, I always enjoyed him on commentary. All right, that'd be cool. I mean,
I do.
You guys changed my mind. I really do. I want to see him back. I don't know about a title, but I do want to see him back. Curtis Axel needs a complete 100% makeover. He needs to go back to NXT and start over, in my opinion. Anybody else want to say anything about Ryback? Nope, moving on. Best of the week, Katie, best of the week. And then we got sex.
Are we ever going to do the audio biography?
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, Katie.
Thank you, Heavy.
Yeah, Katie went on the frickin' Spanish announce table and promoted it, and I was like, we didn't even fucking do that at that section last week.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Katie, we have the audio biography this week. Get it?
Well, then this will be my best of the week.
All right, well, you bet. That's fantastic.
But I'm...
All right, Katie, tell us about yourself. Why are you a wrestling fan? Tell us anything you want.
Well, I'm from Staten Island, not England.
That's a shot at me, guys, if you guys don't know. I thought when
I'm Katie, with that, okay.
When Katie was emailing the all weekend review, damn it, I fucked it up again.
The all wrestling weekend
now?
Review.
Now stable, all West wrestling weekend review.
Dan, God. Dan, next time you mention DSJMP, fuck up the letters, please. DJQW.
He has done that, by the way. I just want to say that.
Not nearly as much as you have.
It's a lot to say in one mouthful. I'm just, anyway.
It's the same amount of letters.
Katie, go ahead. I'm sorry. We're messing up here. This is your...
Okay. How I became a wrestling fan was my father would tape the big four pay-per-views, which is predominantly WWE. From 87 and 93, I want to say, he taped all the Royal Rumbles, WrestleManias, whatever. And the first memory I saw was WrestleMania 5, where the Mega Powers exploded, and I became an instant fan. When I was a kid, obviously, it's the characters that drew me, but as I got older, I appreciate the wrestling more.
Who are you rooting for the Mega Powers?
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
I wasn't really a Hulkamaniac. I mean, I liked him, but I thought Macho Man was a lot better.
All right.
93 to 98, I was off and on, but my favorite match is the Iron Man match between Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, because it changed how I viewed wrestling. And Shawn Michaels is my favorite wrestler of all time. To me, I thought he was the greatest wrestler in that match, and it changed how I watched wrestling as I grew up.
Okay.
You guys have any questions?
No, we're good. We're all enthralled into a woman that's talking about wrestling, which has got us all very quiet.
Oh, DRG.
Who's your favorite wrestler in the past couple years?
Past couple years? Well, Punk, obviously, but before that,
you're
duh.
You're such a troll.
But I didn't really have favorites growing up. I liked Macho Man. I liked Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. I liked Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio. I even liked Brock Lesnar when he first came in. I thought he was just so dominant. And female wrestlers, I liked Sherry Martel, Sensational Sherry, even though I didn't really see her wrestle that much, but I've seen a few of her matches, and I thought she was a great female manager. And do you guys remember a wrestler named Velvet McIntyre? Is from like the late 80s.
No. I don't know.
Well, she's one of the first women to do like high flying moves even before Lita. So she's featured on like the first Survivor Series in the women's match in there, and I thought she was great.
Go ahead, dear.
I'm looking at other questions.
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Most potential
on
the roster.
I put myself on mute. I was just going to put the questions in the log.
Right. I'll ask. Who's your favorite female wrestler?
Well, right now, it's a cross between AJ and Paige. And I really like Charlotte, too.
You really like Charlotte, too?
She's good.
Okay. All right.
And Bailey's good, too. I think they're all...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think Charlotte's great. Most potential in the future, WWE? I'm going to say Seth Rollins, to me. I think he has, with him being Money in the Bank, I could easily see him being champion, probably at Royal Rumble time. And Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns. Those are the three off the top of my head I could think of.
Okay. You know, tell us a little bit more personal things. What movies, TV shows, what do you, music? Oh, well, there you go. This is one. Which wrestler would you like to meet the most? CM Punk.
Oh, I've met him, so that's off the list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I would like to meet Dean Ambrose, Rollins, even a couple of legends. Even Bruno Sammartino I would like to meet. Ricky Steamboat.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit about your like favorite movies, music.
Favorite movies. I like a lot of action movies and comedies. And I am a chick, so I do watch the occasional chick flick once in a while. Who's better, Captain Husband or T-Mac? I can't choose between them. I like them both. Wait, why didn't you put Devil Band in there or Wayne or DRG?
It was DRG who asked the question.
Bullshit. You cannot use a cop-out. You have promoted yourself on Spanish Announce Table. You have to answer the question on DSNJP, whatever acronym, because you can't get the AWWIR right. Damn it. I'm flustered.
I do. I hear you.
Well, if I had to pick between both of them, I would say T-Mac.
Why C-Mac?
I don't know. He makes me laugh more.
I figured.
Come on.
I figured you would pick Animal.
Come on.
Well, can I say who my favorite emailer is on there?
Who's your favorite emailer?
Heavyset.
Yeah.
Heavyset.
Oh, shit, I never wrote one. Fuck.
You didn't write one this week?
I've been too busy. I meant to do it during this show.
Anybody else have any more questions? Cox writing some.
What's your number one pet peeve?
Oh, that's a good question, Dan. Katie?
Oh, boy.
What's your number one pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
Yeah.
I don't really have a pet peeve. Nothing really bugs me or annoys me. Say that again. What? Anyway.
How about people ringing you at like 4 in the morning?
Hang on, we lost her, guys. Give me a second. How about people ringing? Why? Is somebody calling you at 4 in the morning?
No, I texted last week and woke her up, didn't I?
There we go. We back?
Yeah, you
did. You just hung up on me?
Yeah, I had to because your signal was really bad. You were breaking up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to share that was
no,
me.
No, it was her. It was her. Sometimes when she talks a lot, sometimes it does that. It's a problem with Wi-Fi. So tell us about what was your question again? Ask that again.
He said about my pet peeve.
Yeah. So what was your biggest pet peeve?
Yeah, like nothing pisses you off? Like everything pisses me off.
Because you're from Chicago.
Chicago.
Stupid people who ask stupid questions.
Oh, wow. That was a shot.
Oh, shit. Did that hurt?
You need some cream
for that burn.
It's not a stupid question. You can learn a lot about a girl by knowing what she doesn't like. Well, let's get what you hate out of the way. I mean, that's what we're ultimately trying to do as a male species. Like,
all my internet dating profiles are going to change. What is your biggest pet peeve?
You could tell a lot. Like obviously she's very anal retentive. Like she needs everything. Like she faces her soup cans. I could totally tell by that. Like it's a inquisitive
I'm not OCD.
Question.
Katie's pretty relaxed. She's pretty relaxed.
I'm mellow. I'm very mellow. What? I go with the flow.
You are.
What would be your biggest fantasy match?
Right now, I would like to see Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan.
Really?
That would be
good. Yeah, that intrigues me.
Okay.
All right. That's like the little bit they did last year. That would have been so cool if it would have happened. For obvious reasons, it didn't, but...
Right.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's a really good answer.
What is the worst thing about wrestling?
Oh, there you go.
Rosa Mendez.
Jesus. Amazing. What's your most enjoyable pay-per-view?
My favorite pay-per-view has been the Royal Rumble. Because you never know who's going to show up. And if it's because the last couple of years it sucked. But it's always that surprise element where you never know who's going to win or who's going to show up. So Royal Rumble's been my favorite.
A lot of people say that. Out of all the podcasts that you listen to, what's your favorite?
Well, this one, of course.
I was going to say, you don't have to say this one. It's fine.
Well, this one, I've enjoyed being on here. Like last week was my 10th time. This is my 11th time being on here.
Uh-huh.
And I liked being like representing for the women,
We love the fact that you represent women. Dan wants more women on his, right, Dan?
What did you say? Sorry.
You want more women on your podcast.
Oh, who doesn't want more women? Women are good.
I'm right, we are.
Thanks for simplifying it, Dan. I appreciate that.
I don't want to die with 40 wives in heaven or anything. Yeah. I just.
How you doing?
So, that sounds so miserable to me. Oh my God. Anyway, last little bit, Katie, what do you got to say? You have any favorite quotes or anything you want to speak on or anything you want to get out there? This is your, I'll give you as long as you want. What do you got to say?
Well, I really just enjoy being on this show and coming here and talking about what sucks and what's good in wrestling. Because I really never get a chance to do it other than Twitter and social media and the fact that I talk to other cool guys on here and you guys let me talk and just be silly or stupid sometimes. I enjoyed this, so thank you.
What?
Sometimes.
One more question. What stereotype do you wish the male fans would let go of the female fans, would not have of the female fans?
Other stereotypes. I guess they don't want, like, a lot of men like to come out and see women be all sexy and everything, and that's not always the case. I mean, more recently, it's not been all about how they look, but how they wrestle, so I guess they should stop seeing them as, like, sex objects. I know that'll never happen, so.
At least you're honest about it. Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. So that's Katie's best of the week and her audiobiography. Heavyset, best of the week. Then we're going to talk about your favorite city in the whole entire wide world.
Cleveland? I know, because this coming week is Girls Night Out, AIW, looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll be home for it, because a lot of stuff going on there.
How do we get that? Best of Heavy, the... real quick, how do we get that? Is it on the internet?
No, it's a live event.
They'll put out a DVD for it later on that you can probably find on Smart Mark.
Okay.
And you might be able to find it for...
$9.99. Kata, I'm sorry. Heavy set, Joe.
Best of the week. God, I had one earlier, and I can't even fucking think of it right now. Skip me for right
DRG.
Now.
My best of the week goes to MVP versus Low-Key and Austin Aries versus Nux.
Fucking kidding me. Are you serious?
I had to give it to them. You know why? Because Ghetto Strong Style versus Worldwide Strong Style was amazing. Tell me that MVP elevating Low-Key to standing on his shoulders and then he drop kicks him in the back of the head was not impressive.
It was not impressive. It was not impressive. MVP, I can't stand that mother.
You didn't like that match?
No, I didn't like that match.
Fuck
you. I didn't like that match. And I watched it, so you can't say I didn't watch it or I'm a hater, so fuck off.
That's fine. No, that's fine. If you don't like it, that's your taste. I personally enjoyed it because I love the Strong Style, and to see it represented on American television was really cool. But I have to give Aries and Nux props because me and my wife were watching it, and my wife was fully captivated with just how agile and how quick Nux moved in the ring with Aries, and that match was entertaining.
Exactly.
They played to the crowd. They played to the audience at home, and they played to the commentary booth. They hit everything.
100%. I totally agree. I was very impressed by Nux. Very impressed by Nux. 100%. Wayne is Baker.
Best of the week?
Yep.
Best of the week for me is
I do not make you throw up. I mean, I might gag sometimes, but I don't make you throw up.
For anyone that want to know what he's on about, Skype.
Nope, don't want to know. Let's go.
Anyway, best of the week is, for me, VPNs, because I get to carry on watching the network while all the patient other Brits that are too sad not to do it are without the network, as they decided to ditch the launch the day before it was due.
See, I think the real reason why LL stepped down is because he's so pissed off at the WWE right now that he doesn't want to run the podcast.
Because he's so sad, he's just crying.
Cock.
Cock, you're so funny. Cock, best of the week.
Whoa.
Me?
Yeah, you. What's your best of the week? That was like...
Best of the week is going to be Ambrose and Seth Rollins, and the hint that Ambrose is going to go crazy on John Cena. Everything that Ambrose and Rollins does is good to me.
Oh, God, yeah. I agree. 100%. Dan the Cannon, best of the week.
I don't know. I like what they did with Luke Harper. I like the, just as far as most long-term potential.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to look forward to there. Or... either way, it's just character development. For better or worse, it's moving in a different direction. And I'm always up for something new.
What do you think they're doing with Bray, Dan?
I think they're one of two. They're trying to get him number one as a singles entity so he could just worry about himself for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of two ways. I mean, either they want to serve him as a face. In that case, I say you take on Rollins. It's the perfect time. You come out Sister Abigail Rollins while he's being at his most obnoxious. That works. Or, flip side, you do the same thing to Dean Ambrose and stay in the heel capacity and hope that your ability to speak back and forth with either Dean or Seth pays off and re-elevates you. And I think it's as simple as that. You just work with someone who you can form some good chemistry with. And I think either one of them, face or heel, works perfect for him. And Dean, what the other guy needs as well.
Dean Ambrose and Bray would be great together.
Can I ask, does he have to go into a main event caliber feud, or is he safe enough that he could drop down into a war with a Sheamus or with a Cesaro to gain some more momentum? Because this idea of having to push him all the way to the top of the card doesn't seem, it seems like it's going to hurt him more than help, especially after having to battle veterans like Jericho and people like Cena when he first came swinging out the gate.
I think taking him down to maybe a Ziggler, a Miz, even like a Fandango or something like that wouldn't be a bad idea, but it would have to be a really good storyline.
I think what's really important right now is not like where he's at on the pecking order, but just that he's working a storyline and letting his character breathe a little bit with the universe. That's all he's trying to do right now is iron out kinks with his character. The title will come if the character is strong. So plug up the holes in your bucket and move forward one step at a time. And you could only do that through storylines, and that's how you progress in the long term is shoring up the fact that you could work a good storyline without a title in the mix. And I think Bray's shown a propensity to do that and will continue to do so, but he needs someone who could... iron sharpens iron. He needs some iron to go up against it right now that makes him better as well.
I agree.
Can I butt in?
Yeah, go ahead, Gok.
Bray Wyatt made a tweet. It's around the internet that something, he hinted to a match with Sting. He said something about crushing a scorpion or something like that.
What?
Yep,
I saw
look
that.
It up.
Yeah, he also did, Sting did an interview first, and they said, if there's anybody you would like to be in a match against in WWE, who would it be? He says, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt did an interview shortly after, and they said, you know, if there's anybody you can be in a match with, who would you be? He goes, Sting.
I would buy that. I'd buy that for way more than a dollar.
Man, what do you think about that?
There's something about we ants crush the scorpion. Like.
Yeah, that's it.
Systematically, something like that. And I like that. I do, because what I think happened is that Sting was talking about, oh, if I could wrestle anyone, it would be Undertaker. And powers that be put a hush on that real quick. It's like, no, what you meant to say was you would love to work with Bray Wyatt. And Bray's like, I agree. Let's cash the check. Done deal. Ants eat the scorpion.
Okay.
WrestleMania 31, is that where we see it?
All right, that would make sense.
Absolutely.
They're taking time off now. That would make sense. All right.
You wouldn't want Sting on any other pay-per-view but WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If he was doing a one-off.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're wasting money. All right. Awesome, Dan. Heavy set. Come back to you. Rest of the week.
Yeah, I can't even think of it. I'm multitasking right now. That's like fine. A motherfucker.
Last thing we're going to talk about is Heavy Set's favorite city.
Cleveland!
Chi-town, Chicago. All right, Dan, you made a lot of...
4 to 10
You made a lot of comments last week on your podcast about how you were going to be really mad at the Chicago fans for chanting CM Punk more than once. And unfortunately, they let you down, buddy. So what do you got to say about yourself?
But I also said that WWE would have to make a tactical plan to avoid it. And I said it right here on your podcast last week.
You did.
Did they do that? I don't think they did. I think Seth Rollins didn't help the fact when he asked who the best in the world was. Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you expect Chicago to say? They'll say that in fucking 2014. I mean, that's just what we do. And then you bring AJ out. What do you expect them to say? I mean, it wasn't tactical on their behalf. Having said that, you heard smatterings. You didn't hear in unison, which tells me that it was a bipartisan crowd, half smark, half mark. And let's be honest, they didn't make the most compelling product last night.
Nope.
Feed them controversy to open the show. It settles them down. And then book something strong. They didn't do it. There wasn't much to cheer about. The fans got complacent. And it wasn't that bad. It's not like they were trolling the show. It was just a few ignorant, didn't represent the majority. But I will say this. It was one of the most lackluster Chicago crowds I've seen in a long time. And you got to give them something to cheer about. And there wasn't much meat on the bones last night. I'll take partial responsibility at most for my city.
I won't. I'll put the blame on WWE for that one. They had a lot more utensils to play with that they chose to completely ignore and put focus on things that they shouldn't have, especially in what's normally known as a heavily smart crowd.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't book a smart product. Like when they used to go to Canada, they would book specifically to Bizarro Land. They didn't book to Chicago. They just booked whatever the fuck they wanted to last minute. They were still printing the paper. It was warm coming out.
Okay.
They were working with a warm script.
Good. I was hoping so much that Punk would come out of the bunny suit.
That would have been
God, I was thinking of that too.
That would have been awesome. Katie, what do you think about last night's crowd in Chicago in general? I mean, they always give a good... I liked the crowd last night, other than the scene chains. But go ahead, Katie.
Well, I knew they were going to say his name. It wasn't overly chant it all night, but obviously when AJ or when Stephanie comes out and things like that, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. And like, there was this one guy in the crowd wearing the CM Punk costume, which was hilarious to me. I think he gave Dolph Ziggler a high five. And I want to say to Dan, it's ironic because last week's episode number was 434, like CM Punk's title reign. So that was funny to me. But the crowd...
that's true. That's kind of crazy, right?
Katie, you know.
Yeah.
What? That's awesome. I'm a sucker for the numbers. You got me.
All right. Heavy set. Chicago.
I mean, from what I've seen, it was all right. The only thing that I didn't like was during the Divas match that wasn't Paige and AJ. They were fucking... Actually, no. I mean, maybe even... not during AJ's match, I even think they were still chanting shit. And it's flat out fucking disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, DRG, anything else to say real quick before I go to Wayne?
Nah, it's pretty much that. I heard a lot of people say that the NYC Gold Rush from TNA Impact was filler. I found last night's Raw to be a hell of a lot more filler than that, because I spent, out of the 3 hours, which I made sure that I could sit down and watch it, out of the 3 hours, I was on fast forward for at least two of it. And for every good stuff like Dean Ambrose and Mizdow and Wyatt, there was so much other shit that was just so skippable.
Wayne is a baker.
No, the Chicago crowd, I thought they were quite respectful, to be honest, bar the chant and the commentators' names during the Divas match. They had CM Punk at the start of the promos, but once they sort of started getting into it, they shut up and they listened. So they didn't hijack the show at all. Obviously, now this is like the third show in it, Chicago show since, and that's dying down every time, so...
I will say this. I will say that the chants that they said during the Divas match, I hate to say this normally, but I would agree with them. That was a horrendous match. That second Divas match was horrendous. It was so bad. Rosa was awful in it. She was so stiff. And then that cutting back and forth between... Tyson and Natty messing with the phone, and it was just so disconjointed. A lot of it didn't make any sense. It was just a bad match, and they were absolutely right by saying that. In my opinion, they were absolutely right. Now, the AJ, I don't know about that, and then the one previous to that, I don't agree with either. But other than that, I mean, I don't like any CM Punk chant, in my opinion. But you know, that's my opinion. He's gone. I don't understand why a crowd cheers for someone that left them. That's just me. That's
because
just,
he we've was had their this. Savior.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, okay.
Well, the best thing to come out of that crowd is a kayfabe news article where they tried to explain how WWE's stance was that they were chanting, "See, I'm drunk," not CM Punk.
I love fucking kayfabe news.
I did too. That shit was funny as hell. The theory that TNA might not be dead cracked me up. That was awesome.
So fun.
But that does remind me real quick that there were rumors that they were confiscating CM Punk's signs. So that's not really helping your cause either. Like, you want to get a bunch of rebels mad? Take their signs away. I mean, it's like taking a cowboy's guns away. It's fucking stupid.
They keep talking about those sign rumors. I'm not sure if any of them are true or not.
But here's the thing. Grow up. It's more like the wrestling business. Grow the fuck. Like, it's just, oh, it's so cool. Like I was saying, mentioned earlier about, you know, Chris Benoit and Chris, you know, there's wrestling fans that do not let that go, but at least I mean, they let that Chris Benoit head on, but I don't know how long that lasted before that was confiscated, because I want to say it's kind of, it's being a troll, being a hipster douchebag. Like, okay, yeah, let's go to, I mean, granted, he's from Chicago, great, be happy, wear his shirt, you need to have a sign, because if he wanted to come back, he would come back. It's just, that's just asking for attention.
Yeah, but
that's,
here's the whole thing, is like, you know what you have in these kids. They're idiots. They're whatever. They're rambunctious teens, like we all were when we were in our teens. They're a little whatever. They're all jacked up on testosterone. God love their soul. But
they're all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So here's what you do if you're WWE. Don't get in the sandbox with them and play along. I mean, just give them a cookie at the top of the show in form of a CM Punk little jab. And pat them on the head and go on about your business. Like, they're just feeding into it. And I think that's just the dumber move.
But that goes into the whole idea that these rebels, these young guys filled with testosterone, they're wanting the Attitude Era back. they want to relive that whole time frame because it was so amazing and awesome. But any time that you try to do that, yes. They want to hijack things.
Yes.
Well, say what?
No, I'm being a preacher. Yes, yes.
Come
yes.
on.
Amen. I'm sorry, devil. Sorry, devil.
Come on, church lady.
Come on.
Man, I totally agree because that's what I was saying on the show this week is I grew up with the product from 80s to 90s, and now it's time for this crop of children to grow up with the product again.
Yeah.
It's the ebb and flow of the industry. Embrace it. Like, it's time for the children to grow up, like, shatter their dreams and flip John Cena, kill their heroes, build some new ones. It's time to crush these children's dreams, damn it.
All right.
And do it for the kids.
The thing you're going to say is no Santa Claus.
And with that, we're going to end right there.
What? There's no... Katie, really? You are going to ruin Christmas for me?
Really?
I saw the Easter Bunny on Raw this week, damn it. Santa Claus is real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Hey. Oh, I downloaded that and didn't upload it yet, but... I've seen the Easter Bunny on Raw. I've seen Santa Claus on Raw. Alberto Del Rio almost... No, he did hit Santa Claus. It was depressing.
And with that, we're going to end the DSJNP wrestling.
Don't you no-sell that. That was hilarious.
Nope, not selling it. Not selling it. I don't know what happened at the end of that, guys. Thanks, though.
You're not Katie, selling it, but we're buying it.
Oh, shit. Katie the First Lady, where can we find you?
At Katie First Lady, KTIE, the number one, STLADY.
Heavy set.
What
are you going to promote today?
No, fuck it. I'm going to promote my show. Well, I should say, you know, NFL Easy Picks.
Okay.
Everything on KFAB Sports. Go to, like I said earlier, go to iTunes. Don't rate DSJNP. Hey. Fuck that. It doesn't
what
matter.
The fuck did you just say
No. Hey, you upload this to my feed too, don't you?
It's still
mine. Old school the movies, damn it.
Go to KFAB Sports. Blah, 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 whatever have you said at the beginning of the show. DRG.
You can find me apparently at Mr. MRDRG underscore WIR, and I'm the guy who has the people that I write about co-signing and retweeting all of my articles.
Who direct messaged you this week, DRG?
Tommy Dreamer.
Thank you. I'm glad you came. Move on.
Oh, that's Dan's favorite wrestler. Dan, you want to ask some questions about him?
I got Tommy Dreamer direct messaged me. I've got Jesse Godders co-signed on my article, and I'm loving Twitter at the moment.
Of course he's going to co-sign with you. You fucking said he's going to be future world champion.
Oh, I did not. I'm going to clarify that. The name of the title that I wrote was The Reality Wrestler. David Gilbert was the one that changed it to Future Heavyweight Champion. I never said that he would be that. But I do agree
like
that he has
with two dicks when he read that article.
But seriously, coming from 3 years into the business, that kid has come a long way in such a short time because of his affiliation with Big Brother.
I'm glad I moved on from that. Wayne is Baker. Where can we find him?
You can find me in Norwich, lingering outside Paige's old house, or on Twitter on at WayneTheBaker and at Second Shift Pod.
That's the fucking creepiest thing you've ever said.
I'm going to tweet that to her. Don't find Wayne is a Baker at your door.
The cop has quiet.
Wayne is an A.H. Walker ripoff. What the fuck?
Where can we find you, cock?
There's this little island, you may know it, it's Australia. I hang around there a few times, and I'm on Twitter at Real Sterk.
Real Sterk. You want to spell that for us? Because we're dumb Americans.
R-E-A-L-S.
You got too quick, mate.
U-R-C-K-E.
All right, thank you, sir. Dan McKinnon.
Wait a minute, I got a question for the cock.
Yep.
Is Foster's really Australian for beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Australia. Yeah.
It is.
And a follow-up question. Do you actually throw shrimp on a Barbie?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a Ken doll?
And is Crocodile Dundee your idol?
No.
Or is it Steve Irwin?
And, there's
no,
one
Steve
more.
Irwin.
I've got one.
Irwin Stingray.
Can we get any more?
I've got one.
Here? What? Wayne?
His Neighbours and Home and Away is big in Australia as it is in the UK.
He gives a fuck about
no.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
All right. Anyway.
It's not being racist because we're not discriminating against a race.
Dan the Cannon, please,
it's a species,
please end this podcast. I've lost control.
Well, you know, Devil Vance, these Australians are one of America's greatest allies, let me tell you.
That's true, they are. They like to bomb people just like we do.
They do. Like, per square capita, they help kill everybody we kill. They love killing just like us, exactly. Yeah. So
we, oh, damn right. The people.
One of our best allies. I love Australians, man. They're the fucking best. But anyways, you can find me at the top of your shit list at Dan the Cannon.
And I'm always at Devil Vamp. You can follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Facebook, Facebook.com/DSJNP. Please email us, guys. We're looking for some emails. And I want to thank everybody for listening and everybody for giving us a review on iTunes. And we got something coming up. I got an idea I got to run by Dan in a couple of weeks that we may do with him. So enjoy the week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
When a person worships, do they always have to feel happy? I don't think so. A person can feel different things at different times. One could even switch up between three different emotions in one church service. So today, I demonstrate to you mood swing worship. Let's get into it. Life's a motion picture, emotional roller coaster ride. My life's a comedy, the enemy I'm roasted by. As the drama tells me I'm supposed to die, thrill them with some action and assure them that I'm so alive. Sophisticate, the pop, I provide the bow and tie. Sharpen to the point, hit the target like a thorn knife. They think because I rap that I'm begging like a Moabite. Take five, sit tight, listen close, I will show you Christ. God the Almighty, his power is an oversight. I'm slowly learning patience, cause growth isn't overnight. Reject the flesh, cause the spirit can't coincide. Clean up my heart so my God, he can go inside. He's the same, never changed, still I'm so surprised. Fresh on my face, evident by my open eyes. He is not a crutch, but yet he helps me cope in life. Give him all my trust, cause he is where my hope it lies. Sit around pitiful, haven't reached the pinnacle. Wanna throw the towel, cause I listen to the ridicule. Chase the stream, and I wonder, have I been a fool? Got a hunger for it like a dog, craze been a fool. Through with the pity parties, I'm ready to get it started. Lyrics paint pictures, you say, who is this artist? Developing my craft, you can check that before and after. It's only a masterpiece if it's a piece for the master. I try to grind and hustle, I strive until I struggle. I climbed and then I muscle, my mind was one big puzzle. Cried and then I cussed you, I lied and said I loved you. This time I come to hug you, the trials that made me trust you. I embrace your love, must imitate your son to convey his love. It will take more than lungs for me to breathe you in and exhale you out. To showcase the truth in order to expel the doubt. Our fears weak, so many overlook the boy. Music to the ear, so they hear it, will forget the noise. Hear the sound, rum pum 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 pum. Piano hold the key to the locked up eardrum. Penetrate the flesh to the heart of man. You slip through devil's hand like a grain of sun. Gaze at the sun, and you will become blind man. Give to the sun, and you will become wise man. Not many years that I agree to die on. But when I see the dead like a vulture, I dive on. One fatal swoop, explode like dive bomb. Capture the moment in a flash like Nikon. I do it not to gain a bit of nourishment. I do it so my God, he can replenish them. All around the world, even in Zimbabwe. Wanna spread the news and show you my God's way. Call me the cassette, cause you see that I walk, man. Compact the disc, insert it in your car, man. Behind this wheel, I will make the right turn. Won't go left, reverse, and let the tires burn. I get tired, but I cannot retire. Never give up, got faith in my provider. Some get it twisted, but he's not a divider or even a device, but he is the divine one. You dislike the church, but I hope that you find one. Better yet, find him, not good if your time's up. The clock's ticking, no time to stop and watch. Only God knows when your life is the stopwatch. You say, I believe, that's right, I did it. I think about him really, really, I am Christian. If you run in the same race, then why is your prize different? If he's still on your mind, then why is your eyes shifted? I wanna change like money from the cashier. Turn back time, said the same thing last year. The sins of flame ignited, how do I firefight it? Feeling so divided, my tongue, I try to bite it. One rung at a time as I climb to the tip top. Hands go up, then down like the TikTok. I know what time it is and I ain't got a wristwatch. Kinda like summer shoes, you could say I flip flop. I must watch my agenda and my motives. Exercise my faith like yoga or aerobics. Make it clear, want the world to know.
this. I work for the kingdom, you don't get it till we know this. I'm here to plant seed, not ring around the roses. Cup runneth over like it's filled with Folgers. Bring you the truth, I set aside all jokes. I Porky Pig it out, protect, that's all, folks.